This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the rock show of FUBAR Radio with myself, Joel Dommett, and...
Ed Gamble. That was really energetic, mate.
Thanks, mate. I really went in with... I went in strong.
Yeah, well, this is supposed to be us going in strong. Quick intro. We're going to bang a track on straight away. Go for it now.
Very excited.
Just... What a start.
What a tune, mate.
Blackstone Cherry, Blame It On The Boom Boom. Featuring, of course, the lyric, if you wake up in the morning in someone else's room, blame it on the boom boom.
I mean, it's a classic lyric.
If that happened to me, if I woke up in the morning in someone else's room, I've lost my keys the night before. That's what's happened. We saw them play, didn't we, Joel?
We did. We went to the Metal Hammer Gods of Things stuff.
Yes, well done. The Golden Gods.
Yeah. Well,
welcome to the rock show, by the way.
Hello.
We've got so much stuff to talk about today. We've got to talk about we went to the Golden Gods, right? We've got to update everyone on your scary Barber's gangster story.
Went back in.
Right. Well, don't... Tell me it. We're teasing it for later on.
I might have gone back in.
You went to another live music event.
I went to two live music events.
Yeah, so I'm not going to tell anyone what you went to.
Okay.
Because it's seriously impressive and also quite depressing. Okay? But we've got that to talk about.
My headphones have gone out.
That's how hard Blackstone Cherry just smashed it. They've taken my headphones out of action.
I mean, there's no boom boom going on your ears at all.
Absolutely not. Blame it on the boom boom. It's completely gone. We've got so much to talk about, mate.
So much to talk about. We keep on talking about how much we've got so much to talk about.
Well, that's my first link. That's what I've written down. In this first link, talk about how much we've got to talk about. We'll also be discussing crowd surfing, moshing, yes, that sort of thing. Is it safe? Should it be legal? Is it just beating the shit out of each other?
Yeah.
What is it?
There wasn't much crowd surfing at the Golden God Awards that went to.
No, it was because it was a weird mix, wasn't it? Because it was an awards show and also a live gig. Behemoth were playing While She Sleeps, Blackstone Cherry, Dillinger Escape Plan, Steel Panther. So it's just a really, really good gig with a really sweet lineup.
We got really drunk really early.
Yeah, the thing is, the doors opened at 6. So we met at 5.
Mm.
5:30?
Yeah.
Well, I got there early, as is my wont.
Yeah, you did well.
And what I do when I get to places early and I know I'm going to be drinking is I'll have a drink as just a sort of little social lubricant before you get there. So I was wondering...
Just to make
already,
yourself easier to talk to.
He's like, I can't drink these days, mate. I can't do it.
Diabetes.
So I had a drink, and then about half an hour later, I was utterly shit-faced.
Yeah, you really were.
We lasted until about 10 o'clock.
There was this moment where we all were, like, just drinking happily. It was all fine. It was that sort of weird thing. Because we all work in the evening, it was me and you and another comedian called Simon Fielder.
Who's a friend of the show. He's been on the Rock Show, you know, quite a few times.
Lovely man. Fan of the rock.
Yeah.
And sometimes questionable rock. Just like myself.
Sometimes questionable dress sense. Now, me and Simon Fielder talk on WhatsApp quite a lot. We talk about music. We talk about that sort of thing. He was WhatsApping me all day going, what are you wearing? He's not a pervert. He wasn't saying, what are you wearing right now?
Classic thing to do before going to a rock gig, right? That's what everyone does.
Exactly. He was very much more thinking of it as an award ceremony. Like, he thought Grazia magazine were going to be on the red carpet. It's like, what are you wearing? Who are you wearing? I did put some effort in. You know, I went in some of my rockier things, some of my more metal clothes, because I've got two different looks, Joel.
It was a different look.
Yeah, so
you looked great.
I had my battle jacket on, you know, my sleeveless denim, sleeveless check shirt. I had a t-shirt on. I wasn't going bare arms.
No, nope.
I'm not a maniac. But Simon Fielder was really nervous about. I thought he was joking originally, but he was WhatsApping me all day going, "What should I wear? What am I going to wear?" He was 20 minutes late because he was picking out wardrobe.
Oh God!
What was he wearing, Joel?
He wore a bow tie.
He wore a bow tie. I specifically said, "Do not show me up." At these awards, there will be people there that I respect, musicians that I care about, and he turned up looking like fucking Pee Wee Herman. He had a bow tie on and a baseball cap with a straight peak.
Yeah.
He looked a bit backward. He looked like we'd taken him there on a day trip.
Yeah, like it's sort of Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I just want to go to the Metal Gods with Joel Don, with the FUBAR Radio Rock Show host.
I just want to go to the Metalhammer Golden Gods Award with star of Impractical Jokers, Joel Dommett. Because we basically blagged our way into these awards. We've just started the rock show.
This is really exciting for me.
And FUBAR very kindly agreed to try and get us tickets. Now, the thing, it was like a gig, so there was like the general public on the main floor, then above there was sort of VIP levels, right? And we were told to go meet someone at 7:30 to be taken up to the winner's media area, to the mm-hmm. VIP section.
Yeah.
Now, no one was there to meet us, were they?
No. I mean, it was almost like someone had typed the letter from FUBAR.
Yeah, I mean, it literally looked like we'd done it and printed it off.
Everyone we showed it to was like, well, that's just a letter.
You can't. I mean, you've literally, what you've done there is you've put a logo on a letter. Literally anyone can do that. And at that point, I was like, well, fair enough. So we're just going to have to stand with the general public, the disgusting, unwashed general public, watch the bands and go home.
And you though, Ed, you were very keen on the fact that I was going to sort this.
Yeah. At the beginning of the night, I said, if someone can sort this, it's going to be Joel.
You were like, Joel's the sorter. And I knew in my mind that I was definitely not the sorter.
You go to a lot of awards ceremonies.
I go to a lot of the awards ceremonies, but with more than a letter.
You're a celebrity, Joel.
I'm not a celebrity.
Well, fucking tell me you're not a celebrity after I tell everyone what happened.
This is the best moment that's ever happened to me.
So we went up to these. I mean, essentially, they were children working security.
Yeah.
And said, we've got this letter. And they were like, oh, I don't know, you have to go to VIP. It's like, they've just sent us here, so we need to sort this out. Do you know who this is? Do you know what we need?
Well, first of all, I went up to them and went, you were like, Joel, sort it.
Oh, yeah, so this was Joel sorting it, ladies and gentlemen. Here's what I thought.
I'm bad at sorting things.
Joel, you sort it. You've been on guest lists before. You operate within, I'd say you're a D-list celebrity, right?
Yes, that's pretty. I mean, that's fairly high up the old alphabet.
You are the same level of celebrity as an ex-Hollyoaks cast member.
That's pretty cool. I'm pretty sure some of them are probably hosting radio shows on FUBAR. Yeah.
No. They've got to go down a few layers before they get to that. So you walked up with a letter and went, "Hi, we're here. We've got these tickets. Sure, we've got to do something." That was literally what you said.
I've got this letter. I think we need to do something.
So at that point, my heart sank. I was like, we're not getting into the VIP.
You jumped straight in.
Yeah.
Like a pro. You were like, we're with FUBAR Radio.
Means we nothing.
You're like, oh, we've been told this. Yeah. And we've been let down by so many people.
I didn't say. At what point did I say we've been let down? I said we've been passed around. You know, people have shoved us to pillar and post, I said. I believe I use 1940s vernacular. I thought, well, this is going to get us in, even though the face on the security was like, this is not working. And then one of them turned to Joel, and I just heard him... Hey, to Joel, you from Impractical Jokers? And Joel went, yeah, I really like that. And then we got wristbands for the best bit.
Sorted.
Sorted, guys. All thanks to Joel's lovely face.
Yes!
And man, we saw rock royalty in those rooms.
We did.
Michael Schenker.
Yep.
From UFO.
Yeah, from him, from that.
Rob Caggiano.
Formerly
of Anthrax, now Volbeat.
Volbeat.
Yeah, he's pretty... Benji from Skindred.
I saw him and I recognised him.
And friend of the show, Stephen Hill, who when we weren't in VIP, you were frantically texting.
Yeah.
Going, please get us into VIP. And he wasn't really answering back that quickly. And then we realised it's because he was hosting the entire award ceremony.
Yeah.
And had to MC the whole thing.
And, you know, and then it was like, yeah, meet you guys. Yeah. Didn't meet us.
Yeah, what? I'd imagine he would have met us afterwards, Joel, but we went home at 10:15.
We were so drunk.
We were so drunk because it was free rum.
That was great. I really enjoyed myself.
So that's our crazy rock night out. Some good winners as well, and the bands were amazing. In fact, I believe we're playing, that was Blackstone Cherry who played at the awards, and I believe we're playing While She Sleeps later on as well, aren't we?
Yeah, we can play it next if you want.
Let's play it next. Now we've talked about the awards, why not play it now, Joel?
Let's do it right now. This was the second band after Behemoth, which I enjoyed the theatricality of.
You liked the flames, didn't you, Joel?
Oh, the flames-os. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, when I watched Behemoth play, they had flames, they had like sort of smoky steaminess.
Smoke, yeah.
Steamy smoke.
Yeah.
And they had dry ice.
Smoky steaminess is good. I mean, that covers it.
I don't think it was dry ice, I think it was steam. I don't think there was a dry ice in the house.
Oh, beer.
Okie dokie, we're in.
Not
we're
while
in.
I'm holding hot coffee, Joel. Yeah.
Is that another one of pillar and post phrases? Not while I'm holding
me,
hot coffee.
Excuse me, sir. We'll be pushed pillar to post.
What does that even mean? I've never even heard that phrase.
You see that pillar over there? We've been sent to that post and back again. Pillar to post, sir. Yes, he is on BBC Three. Let us into the good room.
Yes, that's all it takes, mate. That's all it takes.
Just while she sleeps, bang it on now.
Death toll, but while she sleeps.
While
she sleeps.
While she sleeps is not a name I've thought about very often, right? But they were great at the Golden Gods, right?
Mm.
And I'm aware they're an up and coming act.
Yeah.
From Sheffield, of all places.
From Sheffield. Wear a leather waistcoat.
They wear a leather waistcoat.
That's what he wore on the bloody awards that we watched.
Was it? He was so thin.
He was
I just remember
so
just thinking,
thin.
I remember leaning over to you with really rummy breath and just going, he's so skinny. I hope he's all right.
That's what happens when we go to rock show. We talk about what are you wearing beforehand, and then they go, "Oh my god, he's so skinny.
His hair's so shiny.
It's
Joel.
So shiny.
Give me another Kraken." absolute mess. Dinner at 5:30 ruined. So they were great. I thought they were really good. But While She Sleeps is a worrying name.
It is not a great
one,
is it?
What are they doing?
It's not a great. I mean, you know, I think it's a bit. It's a bit ominous.
Yeah, you shouldn't... If someone's sleeping near you, if a lady's sleeping near you, you shouldn't be doing anything while
Nothing.
She sleeps.
Sleeping. That's the only thing you can do.
Unless it refers to sleeping.
Or work.
Or a bit of work. But even then, I think that's weird in the same room, isn't it? And glancing over a lot.
I live in a studio apartment with a sort of a mezzanine. It's really hard to do work while she sleeps.
Is that what you call your girlfriend? A mezzanine.
She's a mezzanine. She's
that's sort of a modern Amazonian.
Yeah. She's just on a higher level than me.
Yeah.
Generally, really. And there's nothing should be done while anyone's sleeping.
No, I don't think so. Especially apart from fingering. Right, the producer looks livid with me. This is... I told you, Joel, I've had a lot of coffee this morning. I'm feeling sharp. I'm going to be saying some pretty controversial things. There's nothing wrong with a snoozy fingering.
Snoozy fingering. You know what makes you get away with that sort of thing?
What?
A leather waistcoat.
Exactly. If you're all skinny with a leather waistcoat, you can get away with that sort of thing. So today, we set this up last week. We're going to be talking about... Because this is a pre-record, by the way, if you feel like you've been fooled in any way.
Yeah.
We are pre-recording this approximately five or 6 hours before it goes out.
Yeah.
So think what could have happened, Joel, in that 5 or 6 hours.
Hopefully no sort of real big disasters.
Could have been taken over by robots. These could be the last human voices that anyone hears.
Yeah, imagine if that actually happened as a result of this.
Yeah.
If, you know, like, that's what I think. Like, One Direction, very powerful people. Because they could be like, invade Russia on Twitter, and they would do it.
Who would do it, Joel?
The little
14-year-old girls would invade
Russia.
Yeah,
but there's a lot of them.
But you can't... They wouldn't know where to start. They'd be going, well, where do I buy a ticket?
Stalingrad.
They don't know that, Joel. They're 14.
Is Stalingrad still around?
If I don't know what you're talking about,
mate. Is Stalingrad still a place?
Don't ask the producer. She's still upset with my fingering joke.
How do we go from fingering to Stalingrad?
Well, I don't know, mate. You just got to...
Roll with the punches.
Yeah. Now, if you rewind that, what happened there is I started halfway through a sentence as if I was going to have a really zingy comeback. I went, I don't know, mate. They couldn't do it. If Harry Styles tweeted... I want all of you to invade Russia now, they wouldn't know where to start. They'd be going, well, I'd love to, Harry Styles, but I don't know where to
begin.
But
that might be the beauty of the invasion, is that they don't start in a place. They all attack from all angles.
But how are they getting there, mate?
Cars.
They're driving cars, are they? They're getting their dads.
They get their parents to drive them to Russia.
So they've gone, excuse me, Daddy, could I please have a lift to Russia?
But then, right, because...
Sorry, no, you be the dad, right? We're going to go through this. This is what you logically think is going to happen. Harry Styles tweets...
invade Russia.
Tweets invade Russia.
Right,
oh, my God, Harry Styles just said we should invade Russia. We should totally do that. How am I going to get to Russia? Daddy, could I have a lift to Russia?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, great. So, I mean, that is dangerous. Yeah, so you better watch out.
If
Harry Styles says invade Russia, we are going to see a fleet of Range Rovers travelling across containing 14-year-old girls. What are they going to do when they get there, mate? How are they going to invade Russia?
Well, that's the beauty of it, because what happens is that Russia don't think anything's going on because just they're like, well, a lot of people are coming to our country today.
Right.
And then they go to the Kremlin. They're looking at it.
They're looking at it, are they?
And then they that's what, the secret bit of the plan.
That's the secret. So you're not allowed to talk about that.
No, let's say it because Russia will be listening.
Right, you're an idiot. So we've been talking on Twitter about crowd surfing. We've been talking about moshing. Should it be allowed?
Yes.
Joel, this is the debate. You can't go yes because then there's no
maybe
point reading out any of these tweets or anything like that, is there?
Yeah, I think
Joel, you've come in and you've said you're tired, right?
Yeah.
You can at least answer the question.
I didn't realise it was a question. I thought you were going to say something else after it.
Right, no. Bilal Zafar says, can you explain why mosh pits exist? I've seen people get hurt in them. I just don't understand. And he's put a kiss there at the end.
It's what I like about moshing is the fact that, you know, it's lawless. It's lawless, angry dancing.
Yeah.
In fact, it's the only type of dance you could do when you're angry.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Because, you know, there's no sort of, like, doo-wop that thing with angry face.
Yeah.
You know.
Angry, but... Well, I suppose maybe, like, an Argentinian tango is sort of horny, angry,
isn't sassy,
it?
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's like... Mm.
It's like, oh! Yeah, but it's, like, angry, but I'm gonna take you afterwards. Yeah. I'm gonna finger you in your sleep.
I knew where that was going and I let you go there.
Thanks, mate. That's why we're such a good team.
Yeah, I suppose that's quite angry. But you're right. There's sort of something like vital about it. If you're watching a band, if you're into metal and you're into rock, when you're watching that band, it doesn't seem right just standing there listening.
No. It was strange, really, because when we went to the Golden God things, we were just like sat on... Like a really, we had great seats.
Comfy, like cinema seats.
We had great, comfy cinema seats. And then we just sort of, I just watched people below going mental.
Going insane, yeah.
And you just, I was like, oh.
I wanted to get in there.
Did you?
See, I went to nearly a year ago now. I went to see Clutch in Norwich.
Mm.
The person I was supposed to be going with, comedian Alfie Brown, pulled out last minute.
Terrible. Classic Alfie Brown.
You never guess what excuse it was. He was on his honeymoon.
Oh,
what a boring excuse.
They should have had his honeymoon in Norwich at the Clutch gig.
Yeah, well, turns out he shouldn't have got married in the first place. But we'll have him in to discuss that. So my girlfriend very kindly agreed to come to Clutch with me.
Nice.
Right, she said, I'll come to Clutch
good
with you.
Good girlfriend.
Yeah, she is a good girlfriend, right? But she's not rock in any way.
Nor's mine. Yeah. And I... audibly laughed to myself thinking about her being at that gig that we were at the other day.
Right.
I was just sort of, and at one point Simon was like, what are you laughing at? And I was like, no, don't worry. I couldn't even have to explain it. Because I just was like, just thinking about her, like, just come straight from work as a lawyer.
Yeah.
Just being like...
Well, my girlfriend's not rock in a very different way. I don't know if you've... I think you've met my girlfriend.
You have, yeah. You?
She's basically... a cat that's been hit with a human spell. she's very the most girly like person. I'm just obsessed with cats, obsessed with anything like that. Like very sort of like girly look. Spends ages sort of doing herself on stuff. Great look, I love it, but not a look that fits in with a Clutch gig.
No.
And we pulled up at the Clutch gig into the car park in Norwich, and there are all cars around us of people going to see Clutch. And Clutch are a stoner rock band, essentially. Yeah. So you could really smell weed. Someone parked in the car next to us and lit up a massive joint. And she looked around. It was fucking beautiful. She looked around and went, Ed, is Clutch a drugs band? immediately I was like, oh, God, here we go. It was so nice of her to come. But we went in there and about halfway through... I said something to her and then she didn't respond and I realised she'd gone to get the free earplugs from the front and had those in. And then she went, I'm just going to the toilet. Disappeared for 20 minutes. So I'm panicking at this point.
Oh, God.
I was like, I've got to go and look for her. I've got to go into the ladies' toilet. So I've got to go and find her. What if she's passed out or something? But then she reappeared, right? She'd been sitting on the toilet for 20 minutes playing her fucking Game Boy, which she'd brought with her.
Oh, my God.
But this was the point. I wanted to get involved in the mosh pit.
I thought she was going to come out the toilets and be like, yes, Ed, they are a drugs band.
Really high. I wanted to get involved because Clutch are my favourite band, and I just wanted to get stuck in. Not really a mosh pit, just push my way down the front, really sing along, and I couldn't because, you know, I was looking after the human cat.
You've got to look after the cat.
Yeah. But there's something, like Bilal asked, you know, why does it exist as a thing? People rarely get hurt. People,
yeah.
At a rock gig, people pick each other up. They look after each other, don't they?
They kind of do, I suppose. And there was a guy, I was watching the mosh pit on the day that we went to that place. And there was one guy who just seemed like he was a bit too violent.
Yeah, there's always one guy.
And it's always the guy that doesn't look like he should be there.
Yeah, like he's come straight from work.
Yeah, like he was wearing like a shirt.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I was wearing a shirt, but like he was wearing kind of like a, like maybe he'd bought it from Superdry.
Right, okay.
And then gone to watch Behemoth.
Right.
And,
nothing wrong with Superdry, John.
Nothing wrong with Superdry. And so,
do you see Joel pause there? So Superdry, you can cut that out and use that in your next advert.
There you go. No,
nothing wrong with Superdry.
That's a really great phrase. That's their new, that's their new slogan. Nothing wrong with Superdry.
So are you saying it's like the person who's come straight from work, they don't necessarily like the music, they've just gone, I've heard about this moshing thing, and I'm going to let off some serious steam on some teenagers' faces.
Exactly. They're just so angry at the banking crisis. And it's like, And he was really going for it. And because there's different types of moshing. There's like the moshing where you're like, kind of like, a drunk fly, where you're just kind of banging into stuff, you know. And then there's the one which is like, it's just like a woman in a fight.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's like hardcore dancing. That's mental.
Yeah, and he was going for that. He was going like full arms.
That definitely shouldn't be allowed because they close their eyes when they do that as well. Yeah. And it's just, that's chaos. I like an old school 80s thrash circle pit, which is basically, you don't even really need to touch anyone else, right? A circle just clears out on the floor. And people just run round and round in a circle.
It's great. It's like Dodgems.
Yeah, it's very similar to Dodgems, but everyone's going the same way.
Yeah.
So it's a really normal, you know, at Dodgems where someone will just go the opposite direction.
Yeah.
But there's supposed to be a flow. No one does in a circle.
No one does that.
I saw a band called Iron Reagan when I went to see Gwar in Washington. They were supporting. And it's just, they're like an old school
80s. That's a really good name for a band.
Iron Reagan.
Because it's like Iron Maiden, but it's also, you know, it's talking about the fact that the Iron Curtain came down in Reagan's reign.
Yeah.
Did it?
I don't know.
Probably.
Reagan was the prime minister. so the circle pit was going round and round and round. That's great fun. I love that. And I don't mind smashing into people. Mm. But the thing is, if someone falls over, you've got to pick them up. But at a metal gig, I've never seen, really, if there's one person who's acting like a prick, like pushing people, they get shut down very quickly. But Jamie Stubbs tweeted in to say, I'm generally anti-moshing after an incident at a Dizzy Rascal gig. Sometimes you've got to feel the room. Dizzy Rascal isn't rock. Dizzy Rascal isn't metal. I can't. That's not moshing for a start.
I feel like everyone would be wearing a Superdry shirt in that situation.
Exactly.
And that's the problem.
Obviously, the aggression's slightly too much at a Dizzy Rascal gig, but there we go.
Exactly. You just, you know, just there's so much bass, isn't there?
Yeah.
Just so much bass.
But we'll be reading through more of your tweets. We'll come to a conclusion at the end as to whether... And obviously, our word is final. If we say it should be banned, it will
Done.
Be banned.
No one will ever do it again.
No, exactly.
I just love mosh... Like, also, I love that every single mosh pit in the world, every single one, there is loads of young kids banging into each other, having a fun old time.
And you love that, do you? You love loads of young kids banging.
Ed... Don't take the words out of my mouth and put them in a children's bum. Okay.
That's a fucking quote. A children's bum.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's always loads of young kids hitting each other.
Yeah.
Banging into
each other. With their cocks in the
balls. Just fully clothed, having a blast.
Yeah.
And there's this every mosh pit in the world.
Fully clothed, having a blast.
That's the name of my next Edinburgh show. Fully clothed, having a blast. It's a great name for an Edinburgh show.
Mine's called Fully Clothed, Having a Bath.
That's how different we are as acts.
Yeah.
So basically, like, there's always like jokers, and then there's always one guy who's slightly too old to be there.
Yeah.
And he's like usually got like a beard and like an AC/DC t-shirt.
Yeah.
And all the young kids are banging into each other, and then the old guy just stands in the middle, just stands
his
ground.
Off him.
And it's like, poof, 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 yeah. poof, and all the young kids are like, avoid him, let's avoid him, let's avoid him. He's just like he's like the maypole of the
yeah.
gig.
Yeah.
And they're all just like dancing
and
around.
The reason
him.
He's there, because the music's so loud, it covers up the beeping of his ankle bracelet. Shall we play Fake Out? If you're
yeah, do it, mate.
If you're a first time listener to The Rock Show, I mean, God knows why you're still tuned in. But this is a feature that me and Joel do called Band Fake Out, where one of us will read out the names of two real bands and one fake band.
Now, we give you three names, two are fake. We give you three names, two are fake.
Fake Out!
That's the jingle, which is misleading because Joel got it wrong when he made it. It says two are fake.
One is
actually fake. Joel,
sorry,
do you want to go first or should I go first?
Sorry about that. I think you should go first, Ed, because you are a really good example of how to do this right.
Okay, yeah. Okay, here we go. This is my first one.
Here we go.
One fake name.
If you're unsure of the rules.
We give you three names, two are fake. We give you three names, two are fake.
Fake!
Them's be the rules, guys.
Okay, here's the three bands. Kill Whitney Dead, and that's all one word.
Oh, Kill Whitney Dead. I mean, was that before a death or after?
Oh, that's true.
You
Kill
know,
Whitney
I mean,
Dead.
Very, I mean, it's very sort of apt.
What are you talking about?
I don't know, mate. I don't know.
You need to get more sleep before these shows.
Oh, crikey, crikey. I had two ciders last night.
Did you?
I had two ciders.
Oh, we'll go into that in a minute.
And I just, all I can do when I have two ciders, I just think, oh, I'm going to be thirsty in the morning.
Oh, really?
That's all I think.
Just makes you quite thirsty, doesn't it?
Makes you real thirsty. And right. It just annoys me because I've got stairs. And so I'm like, oh, is having a drink worth me getting up for the wee in the night?
Right.
And most of the time it's not.
How many times do you have to wee?
I just have to wee once. If I don't drink
just
any
one.
Alcohol,
yeah.
I don't wee until the morning
yeah.
when I get up.
Well, that's good.
If
well
I have alcohol... I'll wake up in the middle of the night.
How many wees will you
just
have?
Just one.
Just the one.
Just
yeah.
the one, but it just annoys me going down
yeah.
the stairs.
All right.
Carry on.
Thanks, mate. Cat, snake, breath.
Cat, snake, breath.
Cat, snake, one word, breath, separate word.
Oh, okay.
So far we've got Kill Whitney Dead and Cat, snake, breath.
Okay. Yep.
Haunted Garage or Garage.
Okay. Well, that is the obvious one that's going to be fake.
Right.
And I've made this mistake before, Ed.
Right.
I'm learning
from
my mistakes.
By not going with the obvious ones.
Because I always think, my brain, this is what happens.
Yeah.
Right? You read out the three.
Yeah.
And I see the one that's obvious and I think, oh, clever Ed. Clever old Ed.
Right.
He's put a bamboozle in there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go for the bamboozle.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for the second bamboozle. And then I go for that one and then it's wrong because you're not as intelligent as I think you are. So, I'm going to go for the obvious this time.
Right, go on.
Because
then.
I'm going to out bamboozle the bamboozle and I'm going to say it's Haunted Garage.
Okay.
Garage.
Incorrect. Haunted Garage is a
for
real.
For fuck's sake!
Is a real band.
Fuck!
They're a real band from my book, All Known Metal Bands. Kill Whitney Dead, also a real band.
Shit.
The what? Fake band is Catsnake Breath, Joel.
That sounds like a great band.
Yeah. They'd be a good band. We should be in that band.
Cat Snake Breath.
Cat Snake Breath. Imagine a cat snake. Imagine it breathing. Cat Snake Breath.
Cat Snake Breath is a great name for a band, mate.
Right.
I really like it.
Well, that means I get a next pick of track. I've put at the bottom there, you can see Rush, Red Barchetta. I want something classic. I want something proggy.
Do you want that then?
I don't want to put people off by just playing modern, trendy metal all the time. We're going to have Rush. Let's do it now. Red Barchetta.
That's a really long intro, Ed.
Yeah, but it's a beautiful intro.
It
mate.
Sounds picky.
Yeah, it. Look,
synthy.
I'm not going to talk over Geddy Lee's wonderful music.
It's really nice. I'm enjoying it, Ed.
Turn the mics down.
No, turn it down. Turn the mic down. That was just lovely, Ed.
Rush, Red Barchetta. I feel like we should occasionally throw in tracks like that because I love Rush. I think they're fucking awesome, right? But I know a lot of the stuff we play, modern, quite heavy.
Mm.
And we're called The Rock Show. We should be having some...
Should mix it up a bit.
In fact, mix it up a bit. Someone tweeted... It was Bill Al tweeted in saying he couldn't quite wrap his head around some of the stuff. Is Radiohead or Pixies rocky enough? Radiohead, no. Pixies, yes.
Okay.
That's how I can come out straight out the gate and define that.
You are the king of decidings.
We might play some Pixies one day.
So,
no promises.
I'm definitely... we're playing some requests on the show today.
We are playing some requests. I noticed we had a request for a Tom Waits track.
Yeah. I put it in.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I don't feel like... And I know that song. It's on Mule Variations, which is a really good album, but I don't feel like it's a rock
okay.
a rock show song. But we're going to play it anyway.
I put it in.
I think because originally on this show we had a feature of non-metal icons, like people who don't play metal, yeah. but they've got that metal spirit. And Tom Waits is definitely one of those people.
Yeah.
So I'm happy with playing it, mate.
Never, don't really know.
Don't really know. Do you not know Tom Waits?
I mean, no.
We've got so much to teach you, mate.
I mean, this is a small tease to what's coming later, and this is an example of what I was listening to when you were listening to Tom Waits. What? That's just a small tease.
Right. I think I might know what that is. Okay, turn it off. I think I know what it is. Never play that again. And we're not playing Black Veil Brides this week either.
We could play that.
No, you've not put it on the thing, have
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it's on there again, mate.
No, mate, we can't play Black Veil Brides. It's not music.
He's so good looking.
Yeah, but that's not a reason. I can't believe that you think that's a reason to play it. So stop making moaning noises about Black Veil Brides singing.
I Google imaged him this week.
I'm sure you did.
I looked through quite a few...
You Googled all over his image, you dirty perv. Horrible.
It was great.
Horrible. And I'm not because it's a man.
He's
just because the idea of Joel masturbating is absolutely frightful.
That was, I mean, I just...
I bet you smile all the way through.
I do when he's involved.
Oh, God.
It was great. He's got such blue eyes. He doesn't even have a beard. Do you know what I mean? I can't imagine he even grows
a
beard. Yeah, but like, if you tried to grow a beard, it would be a bit wispy.
Yeah. Do you think he couldn't grow one at all?
I just don't think he can grow one. Just completely hairless.
Makeup just caking up his paws.
He's great.
He's great, is he? Do you even like the music?
Listen to a few of the tracks.
Yeah, but...
I can't stop looking at his eyes.
Did you listen to a few of the tracks to cover up the sounds of you whacking off so your girlfriend didn't find out?
I listened to it, but all I could hear was just like... That's all I heard.
Yeah, and you live in a studio flat. We've established that.
Exactly. And you know, when I hear clapping when it's music, it just makes it feel more successful.
You smashing yourself on the mezzanine. Absolutely disgusting.
That's my Edinburgh show title after.
Smashing myself on the mezzanine.
Smashing myself on the mezzanine.
That's a great title. You should definitely use that.
Great, mate.
Right, Joel. Now, people who tuned in last week
will
know that we started a saga.
Yes, I did. Right.
This is your life, okay? So something happened to you. Can we have a quick up sum?
It's quite hard, isn't it, to do it up quickly.
Right. Joel went to a barber's near to his house. The barber is some sort of gangster and got Joel sucked into something where every time Joel leaves, he has to go and get the man a signed photo of himself for him and his family. So you're having to deliver framed signed photos of yourself to this terrifying gangster barber.
Yeah.
What's been happening, mate? Give me a week update.
So I went in twice this week.
Why?
Because he lives around the corner from my house and I'm scared that he's going to visit.
Because he knows your address?
He knows my address because I wrote it in his book.
Right. So did you go in twice with more sign? Why twice?
Because I went in the first time and he's very happy to see me.
Right.
We've got like quite a rapport.
What does he call you? BBC Three?
He calls me BBC Three.
Hey, BBC Three!
Hey, BBC Three!
Right. Have you told him that BBC Three is being shut down? Does he know?
No, I mean, I don't. I wouldn't like to sort of destroy his world.
He's going
to
be heartbroken, mate.
He's going to kill him.
He's going to cry and then he's going to push that weird blue liquid pot off the side.
Oh, yeah. Why is that blue?
I think it's disinfectant.
What is that? It's great with the combs in it.
Smurf jizz.
Nothing
cleans a comb like Smurf jizz.
But in that one, they don't have it. Because it's just like, he just licks it and everyone goes, well, that's fine.
Oh, that's all right. It's fine, mate. Please don't kill me.
It's just like, it's unbelievable, right? And so
you went back in with, how many signed photos the first time you went back in this week?
Right, so all of the times I've been back in now, so I went back in almost straight away, about an hour after the first time I went in.
Right.
And he was like, oh, people have heard of you.
Right.
And then he was like, you bring back 3 signed photos.
Yeah.
Frames.
Yeah.
Okay.
You had to buy the frames.
He's like, you do me a favour.
So this is costing you money at the moment.
Yeah, this is costing me money. Yeah. So I go, the Ryman's frames are £1 each, and then I also go to the Snap Shack and get photos printed off.
That costs
about £5.
So you are going to a local Snap Shack.
Yep.
Regularly.
Yeah, yeah.
And
getting
having
the same
photos
photo
of yourself printed. So they think you're fucking insane.
The lady remembered me. And right. I got this same photo of me and this old guy printed off 3 times.
And it's you and him.
It's me and him.
Right, not just you. It's not your headshot or something.
No, it's me and him.
Yeah.
And he's alarmingly close. Have you seen the photo?
No, we need to put it on. Do we need to put it on?
No, I don't think we can put it on the internet. I'm just, honestly.
No.
Otherwise,
you'll get
so
a brand new headshot.
He's going to have a photo of my headshot with him, like, with a gun next to me.
Yeah, it was a headshot. It was a pun on a gun thing.
Oh, that was way better than what I did.
Don't worry, mate.
There you go.
Oh, he is so close to your face,
so
and you have never looked more scared.
So that's.
That!
That's the photo of us.
That is fucking amazing.
That's
I'm
the
just
photo
showing the producer
getting
there.
Printed off.
I mean,
many
he is
times.
Terrifying.
So did that. I got that printed off. Went back in.
Yeah.
Almost straight away.
Signed it, right?
Signed it.
Yeah.
Said to him.
Yeah.
Right. So it was just one, and I took it in the frame that I took off my wall of me and my mum. And then he was like, he'd obviously called people since I'd left. Also, I forgot to point this out. When he was cutting my hair, his ringtone was
like Tarantino.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then went back in, and he called people. People knew who I was, so he probably called the person who let us in at the metal thing we went to.
What, Joel?
I keep forgetting the title of the Golden Gods thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That mate.
Yeah.
So right, went back in with one. He told me to get 3, gave me a cup as payment.
The mug, the knuckle duster mug. Yep. Yeah.
Went back in probably like the Tuesday after, maybe 3 days after, with the framed photos I bought from Ryman's. Hmm. And he was like, he at that point had seen my videos.
Yeah.
And he did.
So he'd done all the research.
Done all the research, went in, typed me in.
Yeah.
I told you about the comments thing. So he was like,
"You've done all of this. You're still up something. We want to know what's happened this week."
And then, so I went. He asked me to go back in.
Yeah.
With 3 more names. Three more names.
His family members, presumably friends.
What was to a doctor?
Oh my god!
It was to a doctor.
Was it a real doctor or like we call him the doctor because he gets shit done?
He said that they have been great to him.
Right.
That was it.
So weird.
So I went back in with those 3.
Yeah.
Thinking that was going to be the end of it.
Yeah. I mean, you're an idiot for thinking that, but carry on.
Went back in with the 3.
Yeah.
This is maybe 2 days ago.
Right.
With the framed 3.
Yeah.
So but at this point, I have now framed 5 photos.
Yeah.
And he now wants me to do some more photos.
How many?
But he's just said print off about 5. He's like, without frame.
No, he doesn't want frames anymore.
No more frames.
Why? That is an odd decision.
Yeah.
Suddenly doesn't want frames.
I don't know what's... maybe he doesn't like the frames.
He doesn't like the frames that you've picked.
Doesn't like the frames.
None of this Ryman shit. It's clear you pay £1 per frame.
And then he...
I bring my own frame.
But he's like, do not do it to anybody because I want to add the name myself.
Right.
So he's basically just giving my signature to people.
He's going to give you... it's obviously a new giveaway because he said there's no one in the barbers ever.
I reckon it's like a thing of like people he likes. He's like, I tell you what I do.
Maybe that's how he originally knew the person who made the knuckle duster mugs.
Yes.
And he's like, bring me more mugs. Bring me so many mugs and I will give one to everyone I like. And it's just a constant cycle now.
He's just really good at getting stuff.
Yeah.
Because I can't disagree. I went in this time.
Yeah.
Right. And... there was a man in the chair. First time I've ever seen anyone else in there.
Was the man alive?
He was alive. He was alive and well.
Yeah.
And he took me over to the other side of the barber place. Yeah. And he was like...
Barbers.
Okay. He was like, this guy in the chair, he's legend. He's been...
King Arthur?
He's legend. He is legend. He has been... He went to prison for 30 years.
Well, he's not a legend then. In that scenario, I would have said, well, he's clearly not a legend. He sounds like some sort of awful criminal.
And then he was like, get me more pictures. And then
that's it. He took you into one psycho. This man killed someone. Get me more pictures of yourself. Bye.
That was it. And so now I've got to do it by Tuesday. I said I'd do it by Tuesday.
Mate, this is costing you money.
It's costing. I mean, I have to go back into Snappy Shacks
and get more pictures. It's five so embarrassing.
This time. Five. Costs a lot of money. It's like £1.50 per photo.
That woman who works in Snappy Shacks, you're now her story on a weekend going, this guy keeps coming in from BBC Three's Impractical Jokers and having a picture of him and some old Greek Cypriot man printed.
This is the thing I found out, right? So I can't tell. I feel like I can't say his name.
No, don't say his name.
But his name is something, the country.
Right. And it's not the country. It's not Tony the country.
No.
It's something the something.
Something the person that comes from that country.
Right, okay, yeah.
And I found out that he's not even from that country.
Right, brilliant. It's just a gangster nickname.
I'm going to give you the DVD. Did I tell you he gave me a DVD?
No.
He gave me a DVD.
Of what?
Of his life.
Of his life?
Yeah.
Who's got a DVD of his life?
He's got a DVD of his life.
What do you mean?
And he gave me part two.
How many parts are there? How old is this bloke?
But I don't really get it because it's part two.
You're not interested in my birth.
But it starts from the start, so I don't really know what's on part one.
Just him and his mum and his dad fucking. It's just part one is, and then he took penis, put it inside her so deep.
Don't talk about him like that.
Part two, me being born.
Oh, God.
You've got yourself in a real pickle here,
I've got myself in a real pickle, mate. I feel like I'm in some sort of thing.
Well, the saga's ongoing. Get in contact with us if you've got any advice for Joel. It's at FUBAR Radio. We're pre-recording, so it'll be next week we discuss it. Email us. There were some problems with the emails, apparently, but do try and get in contact. rock@fubarradio.com or phone in when we tell you when the pre-record is next week. We need advice for Joel. What should he do?
Oh,
at the moment, he is just blindly printing off pictures for a terrifying possible murderer barber. I mean, no one else that this could happen to. There's no one else this could happen to. It's you. It's only you.
Why do I get myself into these situations?
In fact, there's only one other person who I know that this could happen to, and that's James Acaster, and he's coming in later on.
He is coming in later. We haven't even teased Acaster.
Acaster's well, we'll be teasing him a lot when he comes in.
We've got so much to right, we're going to tease Acaster. Acaster's coming in later.
Yeah.
I'm going to tease this as well. This is happening.
No, it's not.
If that's happening, we're going to talk about that for a bit.
Right. Do a fake out on me. Band fake out.
Fake out!
Let's hear it.
Here we go.
We give you three names, two are fake.
One.
We give you three names, two
one
are fake.
One.
Faker.
One is fake. One is fake. So I have three names. Okay. Okay, I'm really excited about this.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Okay. Castle party.
Right.
Man.
I hope that's real.
Man party.
Castle party, man party. You've gone for a joke there, I believe.
No. Just got three names, mate.
Castle party sounds like it could be a punk, sort of funky rock and roll band.
We are castle party!
Castle party, man party. But it's alphabetical, so you could have seen man and man party on the same page and then gone with another one. But I'm just going to go straight in. I'm going to say man party is fake.
That is correct, Ed.
Yes! Yet again!
I mean, I'm bad at this because I'm just bad at it.
Yeah, you're terrible at it. You went for a joke again. You went for man party. I take this very seriously.
You'd really do.
People have been getting in contact with their dance floor injuries. This is sometimes FUBAR rephrase what we ask for to actually get responses. Because the legality of mosh pits apparently isn't igniting the listening public. They've gone with dance floor injuries.
Dance floor injuries
PDT
is great.
PDT said, sadly, the only thing I've ever injured on the dance floor are my dignity and chances with women. Well, that's good. At least you've never injured any actual women.
No, it's better that way, isn't it?
Yeah, Rich Wilson's got in contact and said, never crowd surfed, but I once tried a stage dive. The crowd parted and let me face plant the floor. I think that's happened to quite a lot of you, to be honest.
Have you ever been crowd surfing in a boat?
What are you talking about, mate?
You know when the people do it in, like, rubber dinghy type things? Like, it's in, like...
Oh, I've seen that happen. The Darkness used to do that.
Yeah.
And Rammstein, the keyboardist from Rammstein, Flake.
Because I did it at a festival.
Yeah.
Right. And...
You got in a boat.
I got in a boat. Someone had a boat that I knew.
Who?
And they were like...
Your stories need more explanation at the top. Someone had a boat who I knew.
Someone had a boat. Right. They took a boat. Yeah, and they
who
blew
had
up.
A boat?
Just a friend of mine.
A friend of yours? Why did your friend have a boat?
His name's Charlie.
Right. But that doesn't help me as to why he had a boat.
You know, sounds like a story.
As far
as
I know,
if, like, I've done way too much cocaine.
It is not.
And my friend called Charlie had a boat.
As far as I know, it is not the rules and law of this country that if you are born and named Charlie, you receive a boat on your first birthday.
He just took a boat. He took a boat to the festival.
I'm not willing to let you tell this story until I know why Charlie took a boat.
Because...
Do you have his number?
It was Bestival. It was Bestival.
Right, again.
And the sort of thing of the festival, the sort of thing of it.
The thing of it?
Theme.
Theme, right, there
yeah,
you go.
There we
I
go.
Mean, we are not going to last long on the radio if you can't remember the word theme.
It was so good. It was on the tip of my...
Yeah, very good.
Good joke, guys.
Well done, Joel.
Good jokes. So, right, and he bought a boat because the theme was HMS Bestival.
Right, okay, good. So, explain, that's all I needed.
There we go.
That's all I needed, Joel.
There we go. I was cutting it out because it was faff.
Yeah, well, no, it's not faff. We need this sort of thing. You can't just say my friend's called Charlie, brought a boat to a festival.
He brought a boat to a festival and he was like, do you want to crowd surf in the boat? And I was like, yes, I do.
Yeah, definitely.
I went for it.
Was it like a rubber dinghy? Right?
It was like, yeah, like a dinghy made out of rubber. and he had an oar as well, an oar. And it's probably been something that I've been very excited about since I saw it quite a long time ago. I saw someone doing it. I was like, that is something I want to do in my life.
Tick. That has gone on my mental list.
Really want to do it.
Yeah.
Really want to do it. And so when he offered it to me, I was like, yes, please. I'll take you up on that offer.
Right.
Give me the boat. And so we put the boat up.
Yeah.
It's hard to get it up.
Yeah. Oh. Sex humor.
And so it was hard. And it was really... But it got it up there in the end.
Yeah.
And then once I was up there, I dreamt about this for so long.
Right.
Once I was up there, I just realised it's just a worse version of being in an actual boat.
It's just like, imagine if you were in a boat on the sea and you were worried you were hurting the sea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just a bit like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. And
you're too apologetic for crowd surfing, that's the thing.
I feel really bad about it.
We had a tweet in, if you think you felt bad about that, we had a tweet in from Sam Lloyd who said, the first time I tried crowd surfing, two men lifted me onto small children. I fell flat on my face. I mean, obviously, you've not let us know what happened to the children. I'd imagine they died or they were crushed under your weight. There's a picture of you here. You don't look like you'd crush a child. I'm not saying that. But that is dangerous. And I don't know what gig he was at where there were just small children just stood there.
Tiny kids. I mean,
okay, you want to crowd surf? 3, 2, 1.
Why is he crowd surfing a horrible histories gig? It's terrible. So, I'm scared of going to prison along with my friend, the barber.
Yeah.
And this is a perfect link to the next song, Ed.
Is it?
It's bloody amazing. It's yours. It's your tune.
We'll have another one of mine.
Have we had lots of yours?
We're never going to get through yours.
Okay, right. All right, let's put one of mine on then.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, Black Veil Brides?
Yeah. No.
Oh, come on.
Obviously not.
Oh, we could just play the start of it.
No. Pick a song quickly, Joel. This is not slick radio.
Okay, right. I'll tell you what. Let's have that guy's request. Deftones, Leathers.
Oh, okay. We were going to speak to him in the next bit, so we were going to do it all slick, weren't we, fucking idiot.
Shit.
Put it on and we'll speak to him afterwards. Put it on!
Because we were going to do that thing that radio do, where they like, hey, Joel, have you got a good request? And they go, oh, can I have Deftones, Leathers? And they're like, oh, request done. Here we go.
You're being
as if
shit
it's
on the
just
radio.
Done it.
Go on, put it on.
But that's not even... Okay, I'll put it on. Okay. So Joel. Pretend that...
Joel!
Okay. Ed, what do you look like from the inside?
Oh, it's all pink, it's all black, it's all mottled. It's fucking horrible, mate. I don't know why Chino Marino insists on showing everyone his insides.
He really just wants to see what you look like from the inside.
Yeah. Have you ever bent over and really shown your insides to someone?
Sometimes I do naked cleaning.
You've told us this last
week,
mate.
And that's the only time, really.
Yeah.
That's the only time.
But that's not you deliberately going, I'm going to show you my inside. It's
no.
Like, I can't be bothered to pop some
If
pants
anything,
on.
I think it's probably one of my things I definitely try not to show people.
Yeah. I thought I had a pile once.
Of washing?
Showed that. No, I always have a pile of washing, mate.
Oh, God.
We've got a caller on the line.
Oh, yeah, we have.
Should we speak to him? It's Rob.
It's Rob. Hello, Rob.
Hello.
How are you, mate?
I'm okay, thank you.
We just played your request. We played Deftones, Leathers.
That's the best intro to a song ever.
Do you think?
Yeah, it's just... I got scared the first time I listened to the album. Because it's really, really calm and then it just goes...
straight in.
Shouts.
Just straight in with some shouting.
Just like me sometimes, you know. People think I'm really nice and then it gets to 11 o'clock and I have kick off.
No, that's not true. Everyone thinks Joel's really nice and he is.
Thanks, Ed.
Thanks very much for calling in, Rob. Are you a rock and metal fan yourself? Is it just Deftones or does it go deeper than that?
I like all music.
You like, now, that's not an answer to anything.
Everything.
No, I don't like all music. I like good music.
You like good music. Give us a list of three things that you don't like. I want to hear if you like all. You've gone from all music to good music. I want to hear some of the music that you don't like.
What's bad music?
Okay, I don't like chart music, rap.
I mean, that's a huge chunk.
You don't
chunk
like chart music or rap?
Massive chunk.
No, I don't like. No, I am a rapper. I don't like chart music, rap.
You are
oh,
a rapper.
Oh, chart
did
music,
you say?
Rap.
Yeah.
So you're not a fan of Pitbull?
No.
No.
I really don't like Pitbull.
I don't really know much about rap, but I don't really know anything about rap, but I do know that rappers probably hate Pitbull. I know enough about rap to know that.
Yeah, he is shit.
I don't know anything about him. He sounds awfully violent, Pitbull.
Yeah. Well, basically, there's he gets on a song with like a well-known pop star like Shakira or Jennifer Lopez,
right?
And then he'll shout a load of Spanish words that don't rhyme.
Is he Spanish?
I don't know. I think he's like Mexican or something.
Yeah.
Right. Well, he would speak Spanish then. They famously speak Espanol.
Yeah, I know,
in
but
Mexico.
You can't just shout Uno Dos Tres and then that's not a song.
Well, it is if you're trying to teach people how to count.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if
it's
Il Nombre,
a song
it is
for
if
children.
You're the count off the
exactly. If you're count off the Sesame Street or Il Nombre, those two
exactly
things.
That's exactly what that thing is. That is definitely a song. Maybe it is. Maybe it's the guy who did the voice of the count on Sesame Street and he's just gone a little bit
could
more
actually
hardcore.
Be him.
Yeah.
It's true.
Do you go to a lot of live music, Rob?
Not as much as I'd like to.
What was the last gig you went to?
It was. Let me think.
Pitbull.
No, I think it was Hoodie Allen. It was
Hoodie Allen.
Who's Hoodie Allen?
Who's Hoodie Allen, Rob?
He's a rapper.
So you're doing loads of so you like rap. You like that's you've got cool music taste. If you're into Deftones and you're into rap.
Yeah, it's nice. I like to think that like they based their name on Woody Allen, and it wasn't the other way around.
Yeah.
They were like, "I'm called Hoodie Allen," and then found out they were
a Jewish. He's a Jewish man from New York.
Oh, nice.
Called himself Hoodie Allen.
And did he ever touch his stepdaughter?
He's only about 20.
Yeah, difficult. I mean, that must be annoying if you've made your name a pun on Woody Allen and then suddenly Woody Allen's accused of all this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, I'm like, oh,
Timmy Savile.
I'm going to be a rapper called Poman Polanski.
Wolf Harris.
That's a great name for a rapper.
And was there any moshing or crowd surfing going on at this
yeah
gig?
Well, that's the thing, that's what I was going to speak to you about, the crowd surfing and the moshing.
Because
he played a song called Lucky Man, which isn't really a
Lucky
song,
Man or Lucky Man
as in L-U-C-K.
Okay, sorry, your northern voice made me think you said Lucky Man. Looky here, man. Looky over here. But it's Lucky Man.
Yeah, not
right?
that. Yeah, Lucky Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He played that, and it's not really a heavy song. And then everyone started moshing.
Right.
And people got hurt.
Yeah, see, but really? This is at rap. I just don't think people... Why are you moshing at rap? Surely you want to listen to the tunes. Surely you want to listen to the lyrics that they're spitting.
They're spitting the rhymes.
Spitting the rhymes. Me and my best friend went, and he went into the mosh pit, and someone got pushed over, so he came straight back out again. and then he couldn't get like back into the mosh pit when we wanted to go in because there was another one.
Was there a queue?
So we just started our own one in the corner of the venue.
That's the thing with mosh pits; you can start them wherever you like.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can just you and your best friend
jumping around
just,
and pushing into strangers.
You and your friend could just stand by the bar. And butt heads. The thing is, that is weird. You can't really do it at the back, can you? If you start just pushing strangers at the back, that is just a fight.
It's a fight, isn't it? Yeah. Especially by the bar. It's a bar fight.
And then this is what puts me off, like, because I'm not really bothered about moshing, but this is what puts me off stage diving.
Yeah.
Because he jumped off the stage and everyone, and then someone stole one of his shoes.
And stealing then, a shoe is hard.
They cut his ear.
What?
They cut his ear?
What?
Yeah. I think
what's
they took his piercing out.
That's what happens at rap gigs. I don't go to rap gigs. I've never been to a rap gig. Right, but apparently, if you stage dive at a rap gig, you get your shoe nicked.
That's ridiculous.
I'm not happy about that.
Makes going home really, really hard work.
Yeah.
I once lost a shoe, and then I had to go and buy a shoe, and everyone looked at me in a really weird way when in the shoe shop.
You tried to buy one shoe?
I didn't try and buy... I tried to buy a new pair.
Right.
But when you go into a shoe shop with no shoes on, people look at you funny.
Sorry, Rob. We'll come back to you in a second. But, Joel, how did you lose one shoe when you were out?
My friend threw it in a bush.
And what was wrong with the bush that you couldn't go in and get the shoe?
It was like really far away. It was like over a fence.
So you couldn't be fucked to walk to a bush, so you went to a shoe shop.
He threw it in a bush that was hard to get. It was quite a thicket.
A tricky thicket.
It was a tricky thicket.
It was a tricket.
This is when I was younger, and then we went and just bought a new pair of shoes. It's like you'll never see people more sort of opportunistic sellers. Yeah. In a shoe shop when they're like, he's got no shoes, this is a guaranteed sell.
Here we go. No need to do the hard sell.
He's not literally not going to walk out of here.
Rob, have you got any advice for Joel? Because I don't know if you've been keeping up with the saga of Joel's barber's experience.
Oh, is this the gangster man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's had to go back in this week with 5 more signed photos.
Of himself and his mum?
Of himself and the barber. So have you got any advice? Because Joel's terrified. He's stuck in a bit of a loop here.
Yeah, I just keep having to go into Snappy Shacks and print off pictures of me and a man.
Well, I don't know. My mum's a hairdresser. You could move to Stockport and
This is perfect.
So your advice, Rob, and it's good. Don't get me wrong, it's good advice. But your advice to Joel is move to Stockport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That has never, ever been the solution to anything.
Sure, Stockport's nice.
Is it?
No.
You caved so early.
So quickly. Give me three good things. Pretend you work for the Stockport Tourist Board, Rob, and let's have three...
No, I'll tell you what is actually on the Stockport Tourist Board.
Right, go on then.
Right, the viaduct.
Nice.
The viaduct, and what do you do at the viaduct?
Well, it's just a bridge.
It's a bridge of water.
Right.
Water bridge.
It's not even a water bridge.
Oh,
it's just
God.
A bridge.
I thought a viaduct was a water bridge.
Well, I think there's a bit of the Mersey goes through it. There's the Hat Museum.
Hat Museum's great.
Fucking hell, well, it's about time we learnt the history of the hat.
Yeah. People were
the
like,
air raid shelters.
Nice, which are still operational.
And then the rest are all like just parks.
But that's a hat museum. If that's coming in your top three, have you been to the Hat Museum?
Yeah, we had to go with primary school once.
And what was the first hat? Do you remember?
I don't know.
Probably a dinosaur egg.
Probably.
Thanks for the request, Rob. Anyway, Deftones Leathers. Have you got one for next week? We may as well keep this a rolling thing. You'll probably have to think about it a little bit, won't you?
Yeah, we could try and find some Hoodie Allen.
We can probably try and find some rap metal.
You're a fan?
No, I'm not listening to Limp Bizkit.
No, we won't play Limp Bizkit again. Joel plays it too much.
What about Crazy Town?
No.
I'm caught between System of a Down,
okay.
Marilyn Manson, and Slipknot.
We're trying to keep it more varied because Joel keeps coming in every week trying to play Black Veil Brides and Beartooth every single week. We're trying to keep it varied. We've played Slipknot, we've played System.
We haven't played any Marilyn Manson.
We've not played any Marilyn Manson.
Let's put some Marilyn Manson on next week.
Do you have a specific track that you'd like us to play next week, Rob?
Reflecting Gods, please.
Reflecting Gods by Marilyn Manson. Yeah, write that down, Joel. That's our new section, Rob's Choice.
Lady Stardust's Choice.
Lady Stardust's Choice.
Nice, Rob.
Thank you very much calling in, Rob.
It's a bloody pleasure
You're
to speak
welcome.
To you.
And thanks for your advice
Thank
to Joel.
Thank you for saving me from the dinner ladies.
Okay.
They were all outside. I was sitting on the wall waiting for you to call me, and then they all came outside and started smoking.
What do you think they were going to do to you, Rob, if you weren't on the phone? bludgeon you with a ladle? What were they going to do?
I don't know. Bully me. Bully you. Force me to smoke menthols.
Have they bullied you? Have they bullied you before, Rob?
One of them.
What happened?
She's called Lisa, and she's actually she's quite funny.
But what happened? Where did she show me on the show me on the doll where she touched you?
No, she's not bullied me. She's just we have banter.
You have banter.
Banter.
We have banter.
Is there a free son? Do you think? I mean, I know you've called into Peacock and Gamble before, so I know you're in a relationship. But do you think Lisa could be the next one?
She's got a kid.
Yeah, that doesn't mean a woman's no longer a sexual being if she's had a child, Rob.
Yeah, but
no. Are you worried she'll just stink of custard?
She what?
Are you worried she'll stink of custard and instant mash
and gravy?
And gravy, yeah. Stockport, I suppose.
Yeah.
All gravy, gravy for pudding, innit?
Although, because of Michael Gove, we won't be allowed. No.
This is not a political show, Rob.
Leave that for Gaunt.
Let's let Gaunt.
I'm not listening to him.
No, no, won't.
I don't think anyone is.
Gaunt, he shouldn't. Awful, awful man. A horrible right-wing frog. So, thanks very much for calling in, Rob. We'll play you some Marilyn Manson next week. Thank you.
It's a pleasure,
thank
mate.
You.
I'll tell you what we're going to do, Rob.
Bye.
Is Rob, we've already played Deftones Leathers because I made a mistake of playing it before. Because we would have done would be like, Rob, you got any requests? And you'd be like, oh, yeah, Deftones Leather, please. And then we go, here it is. Here's your request. And play it.
Yeah.
Now, I accidentally played it before you instead, accidentally.
Yeah.
So what you're going to do is just say like, oh, can I have my song on, please? And then I'll play a different one.
But hang on, what song do you want him to say?
Say Shine Down Enemies.
Joel?
Yes, mate. What song would you like?
Shine Down Enemies, please.
Oh, you know what? I will deliver your request to your ears right now. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks very much, David Morgan. We are the rock show on FUBAR Radio with Joel Dommett and Edward Gamble.
Hang on.
Can I full name you?
No.
Okay.
This is a cool show.
Ed.
We're playing cool music. I'm Ed Gamble.
E.G.
That was Shine Down Enemies. Never heard them before. That was Joel's choice.
I found them on YouTube.
You found them on YouTube?
Well, yeah.
Do you think they'll be happy that we've played them?
I think so. I mean, they've got a lot of views.
Yeah, they sound quite highly produced and polished. I'd imagine they're quite a big band. It's good, though.
I feel like they're big in the stats in the States.
Big in the stats.
Yeah. And
the States, it's already shortened from the United States of America. You do not need to shorten.
Time is money, States. Ed. Time is money, Ed.
Not a FUBAR. Naughty Ed!
Naughty! Our producer is nodding. She's doing the opposite to nodding. What's that?
It's called shacking the head.
Oh, good fun, Ed. Good fun.
Now, Joel, we've talked about one live music event we went to this week. Mm-hmm. We went to the Metal Hammer Golden Gods. It was a great awards ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Prowse was there, a.k.a. the body of Darth Vader for a bit.
That was weird.
Yeah, that was strange. But you also went to another gig this week.
Went to another gig, Ed. Went to another gig.
You went to another gig with Simon Fielder. That's all we need.
I went to see Crazy Town.
With Simon Fielder.
With Simon Fielder.
So you left me out.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I
don't think you would have.
I believe you asked if I wanted to go, and I let rip with a flurry of expletives.
Actually, I worried that maybe Simon asked you first.
No.
And then I was like the second.
No, he didn't.
He knew that I had a bit of Crazy Town in me.
Well, he knew that in no way would I want to go and see Crazy Town.
It was a weird evening, Ed. Weird evening. First of all, I arrived at the venue.
Can I just say, I am gobsmacked that Crazy Town is still a band.
I was never really a fan. I really liked that song.
Yeah.
Which is just, that's actually Red Hot Chili Peppers,
lady,
round and round again. It's a loop of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
You're my butterfly, sugar, baby, that
exactly.
One.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I arrived at the thing is,
where was it?
It was at the Garage in Islington.
Fucking
small
hell.
Venue.
But what I'd want to know what size venue they were playing when they were an actual touring band. They still are
big, I think.
But when they were famous,
like, they were huge. They were really big. Right. Like, because women loved him. This is the thing.
Why?
That I have.
He's awful. He's the grossest piece of shit I've ever seen.
I think he is the problem with. He was basically the tipping point of nu metal.
Yeah, he was.
In the way
definitely.
It was like, nu metal started from people who, like, which is sort of like the outsiders, the people who got bullied in school and stuff. And so that the Jonathan Davies and stuff like that, and the Jacoby Shaddocks were just kind of like, oh my God, I'm so.
Moby Dick, let's call him by his.
Moby Dick, let's go for that, yeah.
Name, yeah.
From his new metal name.
Yeah.
And so it's the outside, and so loads of kids got into it feeling like they were sort of represented by a particular people.
Yeah.
And then it started to get massive. And then it became like Limp Bizkit were part of the sort of the start of it all, but then it became like really massive.
Yeah.
And Crazy Town, I think, were the tipping point of it just being like people were talking about having sex with ladies all the time.
I think Limp Bizkit were pretty much the start of that.
Yeah.
But I feel like but the music was still quite fun. Whereas Crazy Town was literally just. Oh.
It's just like, yo, I got a revolving door. Ladies come in and ladies go out of the revolving door. And I boo put my willy in the bum bum. You know,
I'm paraphrasing. I'd go and see them if it was you. You were the new lead singer of Crazy Town. You go, my revolving door, my willy is hard. Put it in a lady, sexy lady. I'd definitely go and see that if it was just that immature.
It'd be great. I'd be well
I
up
kiss
for that.
A lady, then I go and do a poop in the toilet. Just like that. Just your whole day like that.
Yeah, Poman Jelanski. That's what I'm going to be called.
Yeah, that's you, yeah.
That's what I'm called. And so, first of all, I arrived to meet Simon Fielder.
Yeah.
And
was he wearing a bow tie?
He wasn't wearing a bow tie.
Oh, no, he saved the bow tie for the credible gig.
Didn't dress up for that one.
Fucking hell, Simon.
We'll speak to him later, by the way.
We should try and get him on the phone now.
We should try and get him on the phone now. I don't know how that's a possibility.
Well,
he says he's well up for it.
Don't use your phone.
Can you call Simon Fielder, please? Is that all we have to do?
Yes.
Oh, that's great, isn't it? This feels great.
They've got his number. He used to work here.
So, first of all, I arrived at a venue.
Yeah, well done.
And
on time?
On time, mate. I was there before Fieldo.
No, you're more punctual than Fieldo.
Field of Dreams.
Yeah, because he was at home deciding what to wear.
Yeah, I just arrived. I didn't know it was an issue. I just wore normal stuff.
I think we should start calling Simon Fielder Fieldy.
Fieldy from Corn.
Yeah. Fieldy.
Was it for you I was speaking to? My friend, someone said to me that their friend slept with Fieldy.
Really?
Yeah, and it was
one
of the weirdest
That's
things ever.
Pretty dark, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah. Just held them really low and just slapped them. That's a reference to his bass style. So.
That is the most specific new metal joke of all time. He held them down low and slapped them so hard.
I think we peaked. So
that is the perfect rock show joke.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, that's ideal.
It's great, isn't it? And then
what did she say about sleeping with Fieldy?
Said it was one of the weirdest experiences ever. I'm hearing this from another person.
Right, okay.
So from her friend. Who was I speaking to? I always forget that element of a story. Who tells me stuff?
It doesn't matter.
Anyway, so I arrived at the venue, waited outside.
Yeah.
And first of all, the lead singer guy.
What's his name? Crazy. Let's call him Crazy.
Let's call him Crazy, right? I can't remember what his name. He sings it a lot in the songs.
No.
He does say
it
a lot.
Not Butterfly, is it?
Shifty Capone.
Are you taking the piss?
It's Shifty something. Because at one point in the song he says, my name's Shifty Capone, I make a moan.
Right. Of course he does.
That's what he says. And
there's
so
a big difference between a moan and a yawn. Shifty.
Yeah, Shifty. Right. And so basically, I arrived at the venue. I've said this 58 times. I arrived at the venue.
Yeah.
And there is a Italian restaurant opposite. And he was in the Italian restaurant eating a carbonara.
Classic pre-gig Shifty meal.
Whilst the support act was on. Because we arrived whilst the support act was playing. Don't know, but they're really annoying.
Right, okay.
Right. And
well, I suppose even if Shifty Capone's not watching you and he's having a carbonara instead, you can't be great.
Yeah, so he had a carbonara.
I think we've got Simon Fielder on the
line. Have we? Simon Fieldo.
Hello.
Fieldo Dreams. How you doing, man?
Oh, good, thanks.
You're on the air right now.
You're on the rads.
On the Fubar Rock Show. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks very much for the 4 minutes notice.
That's all right,
that's
mate.
All right. But we were just talking because we talked about the Golden Gods at the top of the show. We all went and had a brilliant night out, didn't we? We all got drunk
that's
by 10 o'clock
great time.
And all went home.
Bowtie yeah. Fielder.
Yeah, and you wore a bow tie. I hear you guys went to see. You guys went to see. We don't even say their name. That's all we do. You went to see them, and you didn't wear a bow tie. You chose the actual credible Metal Hammer Golden Gods to dress up like a child at a wedding. And
careful now, careful.
Okay, what do you mean careful?
Ed said earlier
on your radio show to be made fun of.
You look like it. Yes, you have. That's why you're on.
And Ed said earlier,
we're calling you Fieldy from now on. By the way,
Fieldy.
That's great. Ed, I mean, he's in one of the best metal bands of all time, so that's absolutely fine.
Ed just said earlier that you looked like. You were a special child that you were. We were taking along with for a day out.
Like I'd won a competition.
Yeah.
I mean, in a way, that is true.
I mean, that is actually what happened. We did. We won a competition. We got you involved.
I do have an amazing photo of me and Joel stood near the camera, and you're quite far back waving, which we should try and put on the FUBAR. I'll get someone to tweet it right now. Right now,
I
this
would
is pre-recorded,
like to see that
but
photo,
now.
Please.
As this goes out,
that
we can
photo
tweet
did
that.
Not make it into my collage of the evening.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he made a collage of the evening, guys. In his bow tie, he made a little collage of the evening. So excited. So excited.
It was so great.
Like, if you wanted me to be any more like a sort of teenage girl, then probably making a collage. That's
But you went to see. So you went to see. Joel?
I'm zoned out for a second.
Yeah, I know, I saw. But you weren't wearing a bow. What were you wearing, Fieldy?
I think I was just wearing like normal clothes, just normal. I would say man clothes, but you know the sort of clothes I would normally wear.
It's hard
like
to know. It's hard to know what. It's hard to know what to wear for a gig, isn't it? Because it's like it's you know there was a really wide demographic there.
How many people were there? So.
This was the thing. It was pretty empty, wasn't it?
Over seven people were there.
Over seven. Over seven. Yeah. I'd say less than 200.
Right. Because you guys won the tickets.
Sold out.
Yeah. It was...
Well, this is how we got the tickets, because I had sniffed the... I'd seen an email and they said there's a competition.
And that traditionally means...
That has not sold out.
Yeah, that... I mean, if you ever see... there's a competition to win tickets for Joel Dommett's tour. That's because Joel does not sell well in that area.
Yeah. Did you? Because I used to do that a lot. Yeah. It really works, guys. Really works.
You and Shifty Shellshock have absolutely got
Shifty Shellshock.
Shifty Shellshock.
Not Shifty Capone.
Shifty Capone. Because he says in his song, I'm Shifty Capone, I make a moan. That's what he says to me.
But apparently you saw him having a carbonara in the restaurant opposite.
That was exciting.
Yeah.
Good start to an
evening. When I arrived, Joel was like, don't look now, but Shifty Shellshock is eating spaghetti behind you.
It was very exciting.
There's very few moments in life when you get to say a sentence like that.
Well, I mean, I'd imagine you are the only people who have ever said that.
Who've ever said that, yeah.
I can't believe
the other 14 people.
I can't believe he has such a sort of a large amount of carbs before going on.
I know.
You know?
But my suspicion is this. They've been on tour for like 2 weeks and his voice was absolutely wrecked. So he's probably not one for early nights and taking it easy and playing it safe and being sensible.
Mm. Yeah.
Hence, a massive stomach full of creamy carbs before a big gig.
Mm.
And do you did you notice that on stage? Did you think, oh, he's lagging a little bit? At any point did you think carbonara's kicked in?
It was.
No, do you know what? I think it fueled him like a marathon.
Oh, he really went for it, didn't he? He really went for it.
The problem was, he'd lost his voice, but I mean, what can you do? You've still got to do the gig, and he's already got quite a raspy voice.
Mm.
He just sort of went for it, really. Yeah. You've got to hand it to him.
It was that kind of thing where, you know when you're at a stand-up comedy gig and there's not many people there, and like you're doing the gig and it's going fine-ish.
Yeah.
But when because it's such a small gig, you look at someone in the audience and they immediately smile because they've seen that you look at them. Right? It felt like that. I was constantly smiling.
At Shifty.
I was constantly smiling because I felt like he kept looking at me. I felt like we had a light on us. A lot.
Yeah.
And they kept on putting
it's
the light
not
up
like
on the audience.
To be constantly smiling either.
It was hard. It's hard for me.
But did you guys know any of the tracks apart from Butterfly?
Simon Fielder knew a lot of the tracks.
I've got both of their albums on.
Oh my god.
Obviously. Who do you think you're talking to?
Did you buy those albums?
I think I definitely bought the first one.
Right. That's astonishing.
You won the second one in a competition.
It's really good album.
So you like them non-ironically?
It's
sorry,
rap metal from that era.
No, it's
I just,
not.
I think there was never into them, Simon Fielder. Because I think they are all not very good at what they do.
Yeah.
You know, like
which
when
is fine, but I think with the benefit of hindsight, if you look back,
yeah,
and I'm going to make quite a serious point about rap metal now, which I don't think anyone ever has.
You do, mate.
The problem with rap metal is, ostensibly, it is white kids that like rap music but are not very good at rapping. And so a lot of the rap metal bands, even like Papa Roach and stuff,
yeah,
you would argue, like Jacoby Shaddix, nay, Kobe Dick, he's not a good rapper, but, you know, they've got good songs. Whereas I think the two dudes out of Crazy Town are marginally better rappers than a lot of... I'm not saying they're good rappers.
Yeah.
They're marginally better.
But there are good... take a band like 1 Minute Silence. That guy was a pretty good rapper. I mean, they're back together now, but
I could never get into them. They were not sort of
good.
They weren't hip hoppy enough in that vibe. They were more like sort of Downset or someone like that. It was a bit shouty.
Yeah, it had the anger of sort of hip hop.
It was that vaguely NYC hardcore vibe.
Yeah,
but not.
Yeah, see, that's more my vibe. Fieldy.
Whereas for me, someone like Shooty's Groove, absolutely perfect.
Shooty's good. Did you ever listen to Fieldy's Dreams?
Yes, for novelty value.
That's one of the worst. I did a joke about Fieldy just before I brought you on.
Joe, Joel's really proud of this joke, and I am. I'm proud of him. He said a friend of a friend had sex with Fieldy, and Joel suggested that Fieldy's style was to hold them down really low and slap them.
good joke. Basically, you are the only person
joke
that would get that.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
And the listener.
I reckon the
Venn diagram of listeners and audience at the Crazy Town gig would be surprisingly large.
There was like two people there who really loved Crazy Town.
Really? Were they?
Let's not do them a disservice.
I mean, yeah. There was a lot of people there that really liked them. But there was two people that loved them.
Was it you two?
Are you still there, Simon Fielder?
No, he's gone.
There you go, Simon Fielder's gone.
Absolutely livid.
He was really angry at the fact that...
That's the thing with Simon Fielder. You get him for 7 minutes for free, and then he just shuts down. He's like the midnight porn previews.
Yes,
on the adult channel.
Yeah,
basically you get 10 minutes at midnight and then nothing.
Then it's just, you know.
And he got halfway through the word disservice and just powered down.
I put disservice on Crazy Town and he was like, "Fuck this shit,
yeah.
I'm out.
We're going to get him back on the line, but Crazy Town, man.
But so basically, there was a moment where...
How long did they play for?
Probably like an hour and a half. Hour and a half.
Fuck.
And
I didn't think they had more than two songs, I'll be honest.
There wasn't enough time. I mean, there was people that were really loving it. Like,
yeah,
there was like people at the front that were really loving it. I mean, there was so much space.
Yeah.
There was really empty. And there was a moment where he threw water into the crowd, which he would do at a packed gig, and everyone would be like,
really
wow.
Yeah.
But there was like, he threw water and everyone was like, oh, don't do that.
Don't do that, mate. I'm really cold.
I'm actually, I prefer if you didn't throw water
on
me.
Absolutely freezing.
And there was... They did quite a lot of new songs.
Oh, good.
They got new songs out.
Still writing material,
aren't
they?
One new song, which was... right. Which is amazing. He was like... He said to the other rapper guy, he was like, right, so this next song... you know, when you have people that that say bad things about you, they just say things that are horrible. You know what? You got to take those horrible things, those horrible feelings, and you just got to go on your way. You got to put them in your backpack, and you just got to get
your
on
backpack.
Your way. Right? And he went, this next song's called Backpack. It was amazing.
Did it feature a cameo from the guitarist in El Nino?
Yeah, exactly. Simon Fielder's back.
Yeah, was I defending Crazy Town too hard? And you were like, he has to go.
Yeah, I mean, that was basically it.
I'm sorry. I'm just talking about Backpack.
We're talking about their new song, Backpack.
Oh, dude. I mean, there's so much to say about it. The beauty sometimes of a song is that you don't need an analogy or a metaphor.
Yeah.
You just write the words.
Yeah. Put it in your backpack. How did it go? I mean, I'm guessing
you think it was going to be.
When someone is rude to you, put it in your backpack.
That was honestly
keep on walking.
It went like, putting all my troubles in my backpack.
Amazing. So it was
and
like
me,
a
and
war song.
The song was actually quite hummable.
It was catchy, wasn't it? Put a number
really
seven
was.
In
we
your backpack.
Number
seven,
number
seven,
number seven.
It was great.
Did he mention a packed lunch? Anything else going in his backpack? A banana?
I think there was something about Derry Lee Lunchables. Yeah. I couldn't hear. Because he had quite a raspy voice. We couldn't quite hear it.
Never put a nana in your backpack.
Makes everything else smell of nana.
Yeah. It goes brown so quickly.
Plastic banana shield.
Yeah. Yes. Which is just weird. Who has those, right?
And then the final song.
Maya has one, actually.
Oh, well, there we go.
Answered.
So, yeah, that's a bit of extra info for you.
I also want to talk about the final song that they played.
It must have been Butterfly, right?
Well, they played Butterfly, and then they went off.
I think they played their cover of Only When I'm Drunk, didn't they?
And this was also the weird thing. What did you think, Simon? I thought they didn't really sound that great.
Well, no, obviously they didn't. There's Crazy Town.
Yeah, because the guy would occasionally go back and DJ and play a DJ song in between the songs. And when he put the DJ song on,
wasn't it?
When he did that, you were like, oh, this sounds great.
Yeah.
When he would play a song off his MacBook, you were like, oh, this sounds great. And then he'd go back into a song, you'd be like, oh, God. But the last song they played was basically, it was called Come Inside.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Another veiled metaphor.
Yeah.
Inside his backpack.
And they did mention backpacks
it's
in it again.
Wanking into a backpack.
Yeah.
It was great. Just and wanking into a fanny pack and then moving on.
Yeah.
If you don't like someone, wank into their backpack.
Yeah.
Wow. Get it on their banana, unless they have a banana shield.
Seagulling's making a comeback.
That is one reason for a banana shield.
I got my banana in my backpack, but I'm going to leave it in there because I've already had a carbonara. So basically, it was called Come Inside, and the whole song kind of was going like, come let me
inside.
I can't
believe you can eat a carbonara and then do a song called Come Inside. Because that's what I just worry every time I was eating it.
Oh, God. So, right. And then he was going like, come inside. Let me come inside. Let me come inside. Like the whole way through the song. That was basically the chorus,
like
wasn't it?
It wasn't like a reggae dance hall.
Let me come inside. Let me come in. So, did all that.
Let me come inside.
So he did all that, and then the last line of the song, right? Yeah. So the whole song is like, let me come inside. So I couldn't work out whether it was like a sex thing or whether it was like a date thing.
Yeah.
And him just like, because I thought maybe they were going for the innocent side of it, of like, it's a date.
Yeah.
And he just won't let him into the house.
I know Crazy Town. I know that they like to gingerly dance around these.
Exactly.
And handle things with sensitivity.
It's beautiful. Maybe he was on a date taking a lady to go have some carbonara.
I'm sorry, I got no Johnny's in my backpack.
Just about listen.
So then he was going, yeah, let me come inside, let me come inside. And in the last line, he went, I broke in.
Oh, what?
Wasn't it, Simon?
It was something along those lines.
He was like, let me come inside. Oh, it's fine, I broke in anyways.
While she sleeps.
Oh, God. So it was just like, oh, God.
That is offensive.
So that was Crazy Town.
Are you going to any gigs this week, Simon?
Afraid not. No, it's a gig-free week. What about you?
No, nothing. No live music on, so we're going to need to find a new correspondent for next week's show.
Right. Cheers. Okay, great. You're firing me live on air. That's nice.
Yeah. Oh God.
Yeah.
How many
it's best to do it in a public area so you don't make a scene.
How many times in a year can you get fired from FUBAR? Anyway. Thanks very much, Simon. We will call you next week. Bye-bye.
We will.
Simon, love you. Bye.
What song would you like next? Would you like Tool?
No, I know what we're having.
Oh, he knows what we're having.
Because we've been talking about Crazy
Town.
I
like Tool, certainly.
No, but we've been talking about Crazy Town, Simon.
Does that mean we can play Crazy Town?
I know. I feel like we need to cleanse ourselves. So we're having The Family Ghost by King Diamond.
Okie dokie.
Or POD. Maybe POD would be a good palate cleanser.
We could have that, Ed. Or we could have this.
No.
How do you feel about that, Simon Fielder?
Perfect.
Joel.
We're playing this.
Joel, turn it
Ed, we're playing this.
I will throw something at
Honestly,
you.
Honestly, Ed, we're playing this.
My legacy lives on.
Lovely to
We've
see
had
you,
three
Simon.
Of your songs in a row.
Take care, mate.
We've had three of your songs in a row.
Are we seriously not going to play this?
No, but right. Put on The Family Ghost by King Diamond. That's what we're having.
That was the first time I've ever seen Ed angry.
We need a bit of Danish Satanism.
Are you still there,
Sam? On Alien Ant Farm when he's not looking.
Yeah. It's either that or Black Veil Brides. That's all I've got. What did you want, Ed?
Family Ghost, King Diamond.
Ding Ryman.
Urban Dance Squad.
Where is it? Oh, I've got it. I've got it. Right, here we go.
So
yeah, done, mate. Right, ready?
Yes, put it on!
Okay, it's going. Thanks very much, Simon. It was King Diamond.
It was that a first, your first listening?
That was my first listening. That was the kind of music that I imagine is going to happen when I go to heaven.
Heaven?
Yeah, I'm going to heaven.
I mean, he is a full-on Satanist. I love King Diamond. I mean, obviously that is completely over the top and utterly ridiculous. But that's great. I mean, he plays in full corpse
pure
pain.
Falsetto.
He's so old now.
Really?
He's in his 60s, I think.
Oh, my God.
It's just pure falsetto. It's amazing. I can't believe he still has that voice. I mean, he still tours.
Wow.
I think he's fucking brilliant.
At what point does your falsetto just leave you?
I don't know. Surely after a couple of gigs, you'd just be like, oh, fuck this. It's amazing, isn't it? Just so theatrical and over the top. Absolutely love it. And I feel like it's fully cleansed me of C-Town. Now, Joel, we've got some features to do.
Yes, we have.
Now, we've got James Acaster coming
in. He's right at the door right now. He just called me.
Great. Well, he's coming in for the last hour.
Very exciting.
But... Joel, we've got another band fake out to do.
Yes, we have.
Haven't we? So I'm going to do mine now.
Okay.
Have you got another one for me?
I've got another one, mate.
But here we go.
Fully prepped.
We need a jingle.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
We give you three names, two are fake. We give you three names, two are fake.
I accidentally pressed a Slayer song at the same time.
Right, okay. It doesn't matter.
Let me do it again clean.
No, we don't need it. Oh. We don't need it.
You sure?
Yeah.
We give you three names.
There we go.
Genuinely get on my nerves today.
Go, Ed.
Can't help it. Faceplate.
That's a great name for a band. Faceplate.
Corpse Disposal Unit.
I feel like that's a band.
You feel like... What
I feel
feeling,
it.
What feeling is that?
I feel like that's a band.
What?
I just have a feeling.
Right. Backwards Shit.
I made this mistake.
Last time. Yeah.
I went for the one that I thought was the Bamboozler one.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the Bamboozler. No. I think I'm going to go with the same feeling.
Right.
As I'm not going to be bamboozled again. I'm going to bamboozle the Bamboozler and say the last one is not the fake.
So Backwards Shit is not the fake. Is it Faceplate or Corpse Disposal Unit then?
Faceplate.
It's Backwards Shit, mate. There's no band called Backwards Shit. How do you get it wrong every time? Backwards Shit.
Yeah, but last time you threw me off.
Right. No, I didn't. I just gave you a fake one and two real ones. There, I thought, well, Joel will definitely get it this time. Backwards Shit is clearly not a band.
I mean...
What do you mean?
Maybe it's a thing that's hard to do. So maybe it's like a, you know, that's what rock bands do. They think, oh, what isn't a thing? A Backwards Shit. That isn't a thing.
No, it's not a thing. But it's not a band either. I've made it up, clearly. Go on, you do your last one now. I'll probably get it right.
James Acaster's here. He's outside the door.
I know, he's not coming in until the last hour. He's early and he should be punished for
that. He's prompt.
No, he's early.
It's prompt. That's the name of his last Edinburgh show, actually, in fact. That's...
Don't plug him already. Come on, let's hear what you've got.
Right, here are my bands.
Right.
We give you three names, two are fake. We give you three names, two are fake. Vega!
So, here's my three band names, Ed. Okay. Hot Stove!
Right. Immediately. Go on.
Hot Pets!
Oh, hang on.
I feel this is good.
That's a curveball.
Oh, here we go.
This is going to be another hot one.
Right. Hot Stove, Hot Pets, or Hot Hot.
Hot Hot, almost certainly. That sounds like a band name. Hot Stove or Hot Pets? Hot Pets could be a glam band, couldn't it? Hot Stove. Or Hot Hot. Hot Stove is the fake.
Hot Hot is the fake band!
Joel Dommett!
The first time ever!
That is the first time Joel Dommett has beaten me on the band. He arms outstretched. Absolutely incredible.
I feel like Luis Suarez right now. That's a football player, I think.
Well, we don't want to talk about football. Let's not spoil it. Well done, Joel. That was absolutely incredible, mate.
Thanks, man.
Those well done, you.
Three I'm, strong ones.
I'm really proud of you somehow.
So I think we should Google Hot Stove.
You think we should Google Hot Stove?
Let's Google
find
Hot Stove and see what they are as a band.
Well, I tell you what, here's a plan.
Yeah, mate.
We like to play music on this show, don't we?
We bloody do, mate.
Although we've just had a track and we've just played that little feature, I think we should have another track. We should Google Hot Stove and we should get James Acaster into the studio.
That sounds great. Can we play Linkin Park in the end?
Yeah, go on.
Yay! Do the outro and everything.
Yeah, the full track.
He does that. He plays every single piano note.
Have you put James's microphone up? There we go.
Can no one hear me then?
No, there we go. We can hear you there.
There we go.
We're Joel. In the studio with James Acaster, comedian.
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 Are you happy with that?
Officially, yeah.
Are you happy?
So says my tax return.
Happy to be defined as a comedian.
Yeah. All the time, that's all I am.
On my car insurance, I'm a market salesman.
Don't say that on the air!
You idiot. Well, what,
absolute idiot!
If anyone's listening to you, mate, you're dodging the system. How are you a market salesman?
Just because I sometimes do market salesmans.
Yeah?
You sometimes do a market salesman?
Yeah, because sometimes I sell Parmesan, just to keep it legit.
What, in the interval?
Have you gone mad?
No, sometimes I do.
When do you sell Parmesan?
Because I know a man who sells Parmesan.
That's I mean, that, this sounds like a Linkin Park song. Now.
Yeah. And in the end, it all comes back to me. So yeah, I just and I sometimes I help him on a Saturday.
So every now and again, you sell Parmesan so that you can get cheaper car insurance.
I think
over 50% of your earnings have to come from something for it to be your profession.
Oh really?
You're not telling me you make more than half your money by selling Parmesan on the weekends?
I didn't know that was a thing.
This year, I'm an amazing Parmesan salesman.
I mean, I'm
how much
really
time do you sell?
Just I do the odd Saturday. I do the odd Saturday, and I make a bloody fortune.
Let's say I'm looking at the stall.
Yeah,
I'm not. I don't look interested.
You look like a Parmesan guy.
I'm not really sure about it, to be honest, mate. It smells like sick.
No.
Yeah, it smells bad, but it tastes so good.
This is the best Parmesan you'll ever have.
Is there another salesman?
Yeah. Exactly. We're coming at you both sides.
Yeah.
It's like the two front men of Linkin Park right now.
Yeah, you are. What are you rapping?
Yeah.
Which is you.
Yeah. Like, Ed's going to scream during the chorus.
In the end, it goes on top of pasta.
Great with carbonara. I saw the lead singer of Crazy Town eating carbonara in a restaurant before the Crazy Town gig.
And did you sell him some Parmesan?
Did you go cereal? Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Golden cheese.
Because I take massive wheel with me everywhere.
I've got car insurance to pay for. That's some Parmesan.
And so that was lovely. And I was really good. I could say I'm the only comedian who can actually cut Parmesan professionally.
Well, no one else is competing.
What makes you say that?
I don't think there's other... Because... You can't just cut Parmesan.
I know it's not professional to say on the radio, but I just want to thank Amanda for my water.
Yeah, it was really great.
It's really well delivered. To not thank people for a lovely drink when they bring it to you.
It's true.
Yeah, it's lovely and cold, isn't it? Sorry, how do you cut Parmesan professionally then?
You don't really cut it, you tease it.
Oh, jeez. You don't tease it, Joel.
You do, you tease it apart.
Is that what it's known as in the
What it's known as in the biz, guys. You're not in the biz, so you don't know.
No, well,
you tease it.
All right, mate.
I'm in the biz.
We're just teasing.
All right. We're just teasing you.
Just teasing you. I don't know why you're...
Basically, what happens is that you score the skin.
Right.
And then you put
5 out of 10?
You have different... 3 stars. Three stars.
Yeah.
And then you sort of hit in different tools to
just
each
any
side.
Tools.
Just no...
Chisel,
special...
Spanner.
Special tools that I have. I have the tools.
Do you own a set of tools?
Yeah, and they're
tools?
In like a... They're in like... You know, like how you'd
wand?
Imagine like a killer... To have knives
right,
and stuff,
okay, like
and then put them on the bed and then roll them out. That's like that.
You're cutting Parmesan in your bedroom?
No, I don't do it in my bedroom.
You so cover the whole room in plastic sheets. Yeah. And the Parmesan wakes up. It's like, what are you doing? You know what you did, Parmesan.
You've been on crazy times,
yeah.
And you've got
a stupid face. Stop teasing me.
All the Parmesan I don't sell, I put in plastic bags and just drop it off a boat.
Yeah.
This is so weird.
And am I right? You got quite cheap insurance on that boat, Joel.
Yeah.
Thanks to all the Parmesan.
Yeah.
So I actually checked, and I realised that because I checked that, saying I'm a comedian and saying I'm a market seller, and it's not really any different in terms of price. I'm just selling Parmesan because I quite like it.
There's definitely differences in price.
Do you reckon?
Comedian and Parmesan.
Comedian's one of the most ones that you, yeah, it's high insurance, isn't it?
Parmesan sellers are legendarily sort of dangerous on the roads.
Yeah.
With all their knives and teasing going on.
But I suppose Parmesan sellers.
And the wheels go crazy.
Yeah, all Parmesan sellers will replace their actual wheels with Parmesan.
On a hot day, this is really slow on the motorway.
God, what are we going to do? Guys, I've got an idea. I'm in. So there, that's what I
do. You know the bit you fold down to block the sun? It's just a lasagna sheet.
Oh, God, it's made of food.
Italian food.
Chorizo steering wheel.
Like a salami gear stick.
Yeah.
let's keep on
anything
going.
Else? And, anything else?
The seeds are made out of cake.
That's it. We're out. We're done.
Yeah, we're done.
We're done, mate.
Absolutely done.
We're done.
So we've had many a discussion on car journeys about metal music.
Yep.
James Acaster.
Yes.
Yeah, from a specific era. It's sort of the same era that Joel still only listens to.
Yep. Yep.
Which is the late '90s, early noughties, new metal era.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you've been in bands as well. Joel was in a band called Psoriasis. They did one gig at a cricket club.
I remember it. Yeah.
Yeah. But you've been in bands as well. Were you in metal bands?
Yep, I was in. Are you familiar with Pin Drop? Do you remember
Legends?
You could only hear them if you listened really closely.
Yeah, yeah. Instrumental, instrumental new metal.
Instrumental.
Yeah, only because we couldn't get a singer.
Right. Well, I think that's probably the reason most instrumental at the start, isn't it?
We tried some singers. The one who lasted the longest was Lamal.
Lamal.
His name was Lamal, and in band
right
practice.
Right about now, it's 50.
We were like, mate, you've really changed direction. Glad that you want to play with a bunch of 14-year-olds and join the band.
He used to always start the gigs talking about how he looked like Nathan Caton.
Yeah. There you go, Caton, you'll love that. He was really good in band practices. He would sing. We didn't want screaming in the songs, and he was a really good singer. Like, oh, brilliant. And then we did our first gig, and he went, you guys go on, and then I'll come on after you.
Right.
It's like, yeah, okay, that's cool. And we went on, started playing the intro to the song, and then he came on in a dress, which he hadn't told us he was going to do.
What? How have you not told me this story?
Yeah, I told you this?
No!
Okay, well, fair enough. So he came on with a dress, and a dress on, and we didn't know he was going to be wearing a dress. And we're like, okay, well, but you know, we're a bunch of open-minded 14-year-olds, so that's fine.
But so was he 14 as well?
Yeah, he's also 14.
But I love that he just kept it secret from me.
Yep.
He's like, you lads go on.
Yeah.
And I'll just be back here with my plastic bag.
Yep.
Don't worry, that wasn't that. you guys just go on, and I'll see you on there in a minute. Don't say anything, by the way. Don't look at me.
Oh, it was in a boxing ring as well, the gig.
It was in a boxing ring.
He had to climb through the ropes in his dress.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. The most undignified of things.
Yeah. And so we're like, okay, fair enough. But, well, it doesn't matter. And then he started singing, but he was just screaming. So he'd just done away with everything he'd done in band practice.
Yeah.
He just threw it out the window and was just screaming for all the songs. So with a dress on. So they were, we're a different band all of a sudden. And so after that gig, we said to him, next gig, could you not do that? Could you not scream?
Did you try and stop him wearing a dress?
Oh, no, we said, can you wear the dress if you want, if that's your thing, mate. Yeah. But, don't go screaming like last time, because we like what you did in band practice. Yeah. And he went, no problem. we got to the next one, and we should have actually went, go on without me. Okay, man. Okay, Lamal. That didn't go wrong last time. So we went on. But then you walked on, not in a dress, just in a t-shirt and shorts.
It wasn't right.
So, okay, I don't know why he wants to make, but he just wants to make an entrance.
New metal.
It's quite Pantera.
It wants to be like, I'm coming on after everyone else. And then he immediately took his top off with there was a girl who went to all the new metal gigs in Kettering, which was actually a lot at the time, called Susie, who she was familiar with all the boys.
Right, okay.
And he went on and took his t-shirt off and had written in lipstick on his chest, Susie was here, with an arrow pointing down to his nether regions.
Oh my God.
And then kind of did that and then screamed for the whole set again.
Of course, yeah.
And then someone got up and headbutted him and the nose was bleeding.
Oh my God.
That was his last gig with us. We had to chuck him out the band after that.
I love him after that. He was like, guys, next gig, I promise you, I'm not going to do screaming.
We just did it again. Yeah. We went, okay, Lamal, next gig. You guys go on about it.
Unbelievable.
But yeah.
Pin Drop.
He cried when he got chucked out of the band as well.
Did he?
Yeah.
He doesn't sound stable.
He was like, I don't know what he's up to now.
What happened to Pin Drop? How many gigs did you... So were you instrumental after Did you become instrumental after Lamal?
After Lamal, it was all instrumental.
Yeah, you don't
know. We had Matthew Butler on guitar, who did like Joe Satriani style solos. So we would be playing like a real new metal song, yeah, and then it'd be like, and all that. So we did probably about 7 gigs, I think, in total. It would have been.
That's all right.
Good amount.
Yeah. We also chucked my friend Jake out the band, who took it really badly.
Right.
Because he was meant to be playing keyboards. He didn't turn up to any band practices. He turned up for the first gig.
Oh, okay.
Just with his keyboard going, yep, I'm here for the gig. We're like, well, fair enough, we'll let him. We just turned his keyboard way down so no one could hear it. But he put on a big afro wig.
What?
So he put a big afro wig and like shades with one of the Mars Volta. But he just didn't play his keyboard. He just jumped around and everyone loved him in the room. And then we finished and everyone was talking about Jake and how great Jake was. And we're like, he wasn't playing that band practice, any of this stuff.
He wasn't actually playing anything.
We're the ones doing the music, and he was just like,
at least
the best.
Was screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like the guy wearing the skull outfit for Less Than Drake.
Yeah. Exactly like
just
that guy.
Really but, going for
but
it.
We weren't mature enough to go, well, that's fine.
Because people like it.
We'll let him do it. We were like, ugh. So the next gig, he didn't come to any practices, and then he turned up the patches before the second gig, and we went, you can't play this gig, mate. Like, you haven't done any of his songs. So he left, and he went into the woods and smashed his keyboard up.
Oh. What was in the water in Kettering?
Unbelievable.
Ridiculous.
Quite bad, but yeah.
No wonder Pindrop didn't last very long. Yeah, you've got one screamer in a dress and the other one smashing a keyboard up in a wood.
Yeah.
Why go into the woods to do it?
That's the weirdest thing.
You
don't bother as many people in the woods, I guess. Yeah. He's considerate. He can't do it in his garden. His mum will make him clear it all up.
That famous phrase, if you smash a keyboard in the woods, does anyone hear the demo? That's unbelievable.
All you can hear is Le Cucaracha coming from a thicket.
Shall we play a song, Ed?
Yeah, let's play a song.
Let's play a song, mate. Let's go back into the new metal era, and this is one of Ed's tunes.
Like Climb. You happy with that? Pin Drop.
What are we playing?
Going to play Tool.
Let's not call them new metal.
Well, no, I know, but you know, of that era.
What song?
Prison Sex.
Very good.
You happy with that?
Song, yeah.
Yeah, I was happy with that.
Quite a long intro, Joel. You always like to talk through the.
Do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk?
We'll put it on, and then we see.
So when you cut parmesan, you score the skin,
yeah,
and then you tease it apart.
Yeah.
You put in, first of all, there's...
It's the kind of thing Paul would sample as well.
Yeah, yeah.
One of their songs is someone talking about how you cut parmesan.
That's enough parmesan. That looks probably like stone.
Is this Tool, Prison Sex? Again, playing all of the song.
Yeah, got to.
Straight
Tool,
down
man.
To the last thing.
New album, please, Tool, if you're listening.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. I'm pretty sure they are.
Maynard James Keenan is listening in keenly, sipping his own wine. He makes wine.
Does he make wine himself?
Yep, makes his own wine.
Was it cool to like Perfect Circle?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a cool band.
Am I allowed? Because I often think, oh, I'm going to play Perfect Circle. But then, I think I'm going to play this band, and I think, oh, what's Ed going to think?
Right.
Because I'm really, you know, I really look up to him as a person.
Right.
And so.
Joel, let me just say, a Perfect Circle, fine, you shouldn't have second thoughts about that.
Okay.
What made you pick Black Veil Brides above that or Linkin Park?
Because it's a really catchy tune.
Right, and Joel wants Sometimes. To play... have you heard of Black Veil Brides?
No.
James?
No. Play it for you, mate.
No, we're never playing it.
Damn it, I thought that was my in.
They are one of the worst
you
bands in music.
To play, play,
and Joel,
play
want, Joel wants to play it.
Such a good-looking man.
Because the lead singer is really good-looking.
Oh, he's so good-looking.
Oh, that's good on the radio, isn't it, Joel?
He's so good-looking. Well, but then the modern day radio is it works because it makes people get interactive. Be like, we're going to tweet a photo of the Black Veil Brides guy, and everyone's like, "Well, I'm going to go on the Twitter."
Well, why don't you tweet a photo of the Black Veil Brides guy then?
Well, now here, go.
Oh right, but now you have to find this bit when it goes out tonight.
Oh no, I can't be bothered to do that
because this is pre-record, Joel. So
someone will do it though, won't they?
No.
No, mate.
No
one will
do it for
it.
You. No one else cares about the Black Veil
Amanda's
Brides,
saying that she'll do it, but don't do it.
Come on, Amanda.
Then we'll have to play them next week.
She's bloody great, isn't she?
Amanda is an enabler, I'm discovering.
Yeah. Exactly. So we've got a couple of features that we'd like to play with guests.
Yeah.
James Acaster called Witch Metal, which is a feature which is on its deathbed. Okay,
great.
Witch Metal. So we're going to play Witch Metal now. Joel has made a jingle. Joel, play that jingle.
Witch Metal. Which metal? Which metal?
Which metal?
You didn't have any headphones for that, James Acaster, so you missed out.
No,
missed out on it.
It was a classic Joel Donnelly.
It was great. I'll give you my headphones. I'll play it again.
No, you won't. No, Joel.
Why would we do that?
It's really great. It's a really good
jingles about four
such
times.
Such a good jingle.
So this feature
almost better than my parmesan cutting technique.
We will blindfold you, James Acaster. We will play a metal song whilst Joel hits a piece of metal. You'll have to tell us which subgenre of metal the song is, and also what type of metal Joel is hitting.
Guys, I'm going to sneeze.
Finally.
This
it's
is
gone.
Not radio.
It's gone. It's gone.
Right. That actually just happened on the radio.
The
a radio presenter stopped the show and said, I'm going to sneeze. There was silence, and then he said, no, it's gone.
Delay it.
You had two ciders last night. And you're an absolute tit.
I thought it was going to happen, and then I thought this is definitely going to happen, and it's going to happen, and so it's going to interrupt the radio. So I thought it's better that I say it's going to happen, but when I said it happened, it scared it away.
Yeah. Again, why do we need to go into that? Why do we need to hear the mechanics of you not sneezing,
guys?
Right, Joel. Which metal?
There's something wrong with Joel.
Yeah, I know.
I've never seen. Him
are
like
you
this
really
before.
Tired?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, not even words. Good, so we're going to play Which Metal with James Acaster.
Yay!
Right, that necessitates you doing stuff, Joel. Not playing the jingle again!
I thought you sort of keyed it up like it was supposed to happen.
No, blindfold our guest.
Oh, Joel, damn it.
Have we got a blindfold?
No, that's your job!
Well, I got metal this time.
Got some metal?
I remembered, because every single other week... I always forget to get metal.
I'll close my eyes. I can give you my word. I'm not going to cheat at what metal.
I've got some napkins.
No,
I'm not put napkins over my eyes. What are you talking about? We have to tie them together like we're escaping out of a window, and then tie them out of my face.
And even then, I doubt he's got the cloth napkins. I'd imagine those are paper napkins from Pret, and no one has ever had to escape from a Pret. I've never seen one on a second floor.
So napkins is a blindfold. Also, I'm closing my eyes. I don't know how. If is this too early to close my eyes?
Keep them closed now, mate.
Well, normally we'd be straight into this, be quite slick, but...
I need some headphones to hear the genre of metal, don't you?
Oh, yeah, he needs headphones.
Yeah, well, okay.
I'll tell you another thing I've got.
No headphones, no blindfold, right? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
You fashioned some headphones out of some napkins, Joel.
But we don't talk about that. Don't go through your bag. It's not Mary Poppins. Right, James has got the headphones on. Joel is taking his metal out.
Don't feel safe.
Joel, keep talking. I'm going to find the song.
Okay. That's not the metal. That's just the metal rubbing against my keys.
But that's keys, though.
But so what metal?
Metal identified keys.
No, that's not the
keys.
Metal.
Metal.
It's not the metal, James.
Type of keys. Metal.
Oh, gosh, what's wrong with you? We've had two ciders last night or something. That's what you've said to me.
It's that one there, yep. Joel.
That one there.
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet. We're in. Perfect. We're in. We're in.
Are you ready, James?
Yeah. Oh, I've never been more ready for anything in my life.
Okay. Okie dokie.
Can I just say our radio show is not normally this chaotic.
No. Joel's not normally like this. I've known him for 6 years now. I've never seen him behave like this.
Okay.
I'm just excited that you're here, guys.
I'm good.
Which man?
I'm glad.
Play the song, Joel.
Right. Okay. Here we go. Right.
And Joel.
Just give an answer quickly, because it's the end of this feature.
Joel's playing aluminium.
It's a great feature, Ed. Don't kill the feature.
Aluminium.
Right, I'm gonna hit the metal, because it's a very timid metal. Right. Usually we go for quite loud ones.
Open your eyes, James.
Copper.
Right. Joel.
Hit it with a coat hanger. It's hitting a metal thing with a metal thing. How's that?
Joel, you could guess both.
Okay, just let me paint the scenario here. We just played Sludgecore was your guess. I'm not going to give you that. There's Stoner or Doom. We had Sludgecore last week. That was Bong Ripper. They're very much a stoner band. And the song's called Reefer Sutherland. Joel is hitting a small metal... Is it a robin or a sparrow?
It's a tiny metal bird with a coat hanger.
Right. You've actually gone insane, haven't you?
I just looked around my house for metal things.
That's the end of that feature.
Two metal things. What kind of metal is the bird?
I'd say aluminium.
No, you need to know. You can't come in and totally go, right, guess what this is. I've had a guess and that's the truth.
It looks like aluminium.
It looks like a fucking
metal.
Bird.
It's metal.
Yeah, but yeah.
All metal looks like that.
Maybe a chrome.
Chrome. So is it chrome or is it aluminium?
Aluminium.
Aluminium.
Because that's what I guess.
Yeah. Right.
Stick to your guns, guys.
Right.
And coat hanger.
Right, that's the end of that feature. That's not happening.
It's
that
a
week.
Great feature.
That's over.
Coat hanger's not a type of metal as well. Does Joel know that?
No, yeah.
Steel? Probably, isn't it?
Steel coat hanger.
Steel or something like that?
I don't think it's steel, is it?
Steel or something like that?
I think that's the end of this feature.
Yeah, it is. Joel, you've got to come up with a new feature by next week.
Oh, God.
You going to be able to do that?
Well, I mean, what metal has been so good?
It's been.
It petered out, admittedly.
It petered out from the first time we did it, because it is a feature very much based around the title.
It is.
You've never done your promise thing and got onto which rock, where we play a type of rock, and then
it's
you smash
two rocks
together.
It's hard to find a rock. A loose rock is hard to find.
They're all over the place.
You came in with a brick one week.
Yeah.
That was weird. Pulled a brick out your bag. Yeah. It's just the end of the feature.
Picking up a brick with. And loads of people were looking at me. They thought I was going to incite something.
Right.
Some sort of riot.
You two have been to a gig together before. Let's get it off. You went to see Limp Bizkit together. Didn't
yeah.
You?
Oh, yeah.
I've bought along my money for the ticket tonight. Today, I've got my money
have
to pay you.
Have you paid me for the ticket because I couldn't go?
Wow, that was ages ago.
Ed bought the ticket and then couldn't go. And I forgot to ever pay him back. January.
So, I mean, this is the most rock and roll thing that's ever happened on this show. James is going to pay me for a Limp Bizkit ticket in February.
You mean it's more rock and roll than hitting a metal bird with a coat hanger?
That was just weird. I honestly feel like someone spiked my cereal this morning. It's just bizarre.
There's only two metal things I could find in my house that were loose.
Hitting a bird with a metal coat hanger, trying to sneeze and unable to.
I don't know what's happened to Joel today. It's very amusing, but quite terrifying at the same time. We've got another feature we're going to play with you in a bit called I Beg Your Pardon, James, which is...
That's a great feature.
A great feature, and I promise you, it's a great feature.
All I wish is that while Joel was hitting the metal bird with the coat hanger, is that someone from the government walked in and looked at him and went, "Thought you said you were a Parmesan salesman,"
and then the head fell off the bird, and a novelty
Parmesan. Yeah, so we enjoyed Limp Bizkit, didn't we?
It was brilliant. I was worried that they were just going to play loads of new stuff that I hadn't heard.
Yeah.
No, party band. They know what they are. Party band, Wes Borland dressed like he was an American tourist in Hawaii, and he'd done his whole area up to be like a tiki hut and was drinking out of pineapples for the whole gig.
See, but that's basically...
My hero.
Wes Borland is just Limp Bizkit's version of Lamal.
Yeah, but he's done
I'd
it
imagine
proper.
Wes Borland would go, all right, you guys go on without me.
Then 40 minutes
then
later.
Comes on with a tiki hut.
Yeah. Perfect, though. Amazing.
It's like, and
he's my hero.
He was so good.
Yeah.
I'm seeing the Masonosphere in a couple of weeks.
Oh,
I'm excited.
Good fun. Throw a shoe on the stage and see how Fred Durst reacts to it.
Oh, really?
Yep, he'll get the shoe and he'll go, "Whose sneaker is this? Whose sneaker is this? Come on." And then eventually a guy put his hand up and said it was his. He went, "It's yours? Okay, here you go." And he went to hand it to him, and right at the last minute he just flung it over the other end of the room. It's really funny.
Just a bully. Fred Durst.
Yep. Here you go, buddy.
Now you've got no shoe. Here's another one from 1999.
Threw it across the other side of the room and went, "It's my way or the highway, guys."
Yeah, so he just speaks his own song lyrics all the time.
Hey, we're Limp Bizkit, you'll be limping home.
Yeah.
Put a song on, Joel.
Yes, mate. What would you... should we put a snot?
Yeah, let's have a snot, for fuck's sake, yeah.
FUBAR!
There we go, snot.
That was snot, the song was called Snot, and the album was Snot.
Straight to the point.
Snot, snot, snot. Lead singer died. Only made one album.
Oh.
Very sad.
Guitarist went on to join Soulfly.
James
Trivia.
Is our little new metal Wikipedia. We've got a caller, haven't we?
We have
indeed. Believe it's a regular caller. I mean, the second time he's called. Gary Black.
Hello, Gary.
Hello.
How are you, mate? You all right?
All right, thank you. It's very, very loud, that song. I was going to criticise it, but I didn't realise the boy had died.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. You shouldn't really criticise it if he's died, should you, Gary?
Not really, but I mean... The sad death aside, musically, very loud, that.
Very loud, but a lot of that was because we had it turned up quite loud, I think.
Yeah, you should probably just turn it down.
I had to take the phone away from here.
That is loud, isn't it, if you had to take the phone
away. Very loud.
Where are you phoning from today, Gary?
I'm phoning from Luton, as always.
Luton,
it was Norfolk.
It was Norwich, I think, last time,
wasn't
it?
It was Norwich last time, I think.
No, I was born in Norwich, thank you.
No... I thought you said last time that you were in Norwich on the coast, didn't you?
No, no, born there.
Oh, okay.
I've written it down, I remember.
When did you move to Luton?
Is that Joe?
No, that's... It's not Joe, it's Joel, but that was James.
James Acaster.
James here. I was wondering when you moved to Luton.
What, is he a producer, is he?
Yeah. No, he's the
lead singer, he's the drummer in Pindrop.
Guest. He's talking about his bands he used to be in.
Is what, sorry?
He used to be in a load of bands, new metal bands, so he's coming to talk about those today.
Sounds tiring. How many was he in? All at the same time?
No, one at a time. And I was in about three of them.
Is that Joe speaking now?
No, that's... That's James Acaster.
You all sound the same to me, you lot.
Oh.
Yeah, you sound the same. There's loads of people to me. Have you got a story about moshing or something, Gary?
I had it on speakerphone. Me and my wife were very, very much enjoying it.
The wife? Is your wife there?
My wife's here at the moment, yes.
Can we speak to your wife?
Can we speak to your wife?
It's very shy. It's very shy. We'll speak to her in a minute.
Okay, cool. What's she doing?
Honestly, listen. You don't want her on the radio.
Why not, Gary?
Oh, she'll go on.
Will she? Does she go on a bit?
I've got the radio on all the time. Your show's a godsend, I'll tell you that. Your show's an absolute godsend because I can turn it up, drowns her out.
Right. What does she talk about?
Can't hear it for your music.
So what's this moshing story you've got, Gary?
Well, I saw on Twitter one of you, it might have been Joe, was saying about is moshing all right at a concert?
Yeah.
I feel quite strongly about that.
Mm.
Do you?
Absolutely not. There's a problem these days in Britain where everything from the bedroom is out on show all the time.
Right.
You know, like the girl that's on your radio now, the bosoms woman.
Katie Price.
Yes. And she's always, oh, I did this, I sucked that. I had this in here, that in there. It's on a video.
Yeah.
It's available to watch it. And I think...
Have you watched it, Gary?
I've watched it, yes.
This is a moshing story.
Well, I'm saying, it shouldn't be at a concert as well.
But what do you think moshing is, Gary?
Well, the bedroom... Don't make me say it. But it's a bedroom.
No, but I think you might have got it wrong. It's not a bedroom thing. What do you think?
What do you think it is?
That's the problem nowadays. Is it's not just the bedroom, is it? And then I find out today, you say people do that at pop concerts.
Yeah, but what do you think it is? It's just like running around, bashing into each other.
Are you getting that confused with the M with an N?
Are you thinking of noshing, Gary?
Is that not running around and banging into each other?
Yeah, that's moshing, the mosh pit.
And when they bang into each other, is it properly banging into each other? Like
they're not actually go inside each other.
I'm sorry, I've wasted your time.
Oh, well, you've not, Gary. You've not wasted our time at all. Thanks for...
Do you know what? Tina's shaking her head at me here.
Oh, it's Tina, is it?
Tina.
Does Tina want to...
She kept her own name.
Tina Black.
Can we change her name. Tina White.
Oh, that's
Tina
nice.
Tina White. Of course.
Can we speak to Tina?
Speak to her if you want.
Go on,
have your finger on the button. Have your finger on the button ready.
All right, we've got it. We've got it ready.
Where are you going? Come here. Come here.
Oh, she's...
Has she run away?
Hang on, I'll crack her. I don't mean like that. I'll put her on now.
Hello?
Hello, Tina?
Hello?
How you doing?
You all right? I'm a bit shy.
You're a bit shy?
Yeah.
You having a good day so far, Tina?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, we're listening to your show. It's great, yeah.
Do you like the music?
Yeah, it's loud, isn't it? It's loud.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know who this is now.
Do you have any moshing stories, Tina?
Is that Joel? He's pretty, isn't he? He's a pretty one, isn't he?
Yeah, well, you got his name right. That was actually James Acaster. I mean, it's very confusing.
Is it? Is it? Oh, I don't like that one as much. I like that Joel one.
Right, well, you're right, Gary. She does go on. Look,
Gary, I think they want you back, Gary.
No, we don't want either of you. We're gonna go now. We're gonna say goodbye to White and Black. But thanks very much for calling.
Ebony and Ivory, that's us. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll speak to you very soon. Though.
Thanks
what
so much.
What a lovely couple. Thanks very much for calling in.
Thanks so much for calling in. All right. Cheers, Tina.
Bye.
There goes Tina and Gary. There.
Who was that at the end?
Tina Black.
Tina Black.
Tina White. Sorry, didn't change her name. So that's good. I feel like we're coming to some conclusions about the moshing thing.
Yes.
Gary Black says you shouldn't do it outside of the bedroom. I think moshing's absolutely fine as long as people look out for each other. And crowd surfing and stage diving shouldn't be allowed. That's Ed's rules.
What do you think, Castor?
I think it should be somewhere else in the room. It shouldn't be at the front.
Yeah.
I want to stand at the front and get a really good view.
Yeah.
But I can't do that without getting pushed around and punched.
Yeah. Right.
So I would rather they had a designated pen
like
for moshing
room.
That was somewhere else to the side.
Yeah.
And they can really, it should be at the back because they're not looking at the stage anyway.
Yeah.
So it should be the back is the mosh pit and the front is like
next to the bar.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. It should be just like a moshing area.
A separate room, even.
Like soft play.
Yeah.
It should have padded walls.
Yeah, a ball pit, pool. That would be lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, obstacles and stuff.
Yeah,
you know, because when it's a circle pit, you could put little jumps in, like a little horse sort of
Someone
race.
Someone would die.
Yeah, that's too dangerous, John. You can't do that.
You've taken that too far.
But it's all like, you could have soft, you have pillows, and you have like a padded cell sort of thing.
Yeah.
So everyone just goes into the room, still listens to the same music, but they can all go crazy, no one gets hurt.
Lovely.
And you come out,
Perfect. So we've solved it. We basically just need a crash at every gig. let's have a song and then we're going to play I Beg Your Pardon.
Sweet. Let's play Let Live.
Do it.
Let Live.
FUBAR.
Great stuff.
Great stuff from Joel there. Just putting all the mics up. Joel is letting everything slip today.
I think it's great radio.
It's not great radio. It's the opposite of great radio, isn't it?
You can't say it yourself, can you? I mean, DJs don't go on and go, this is great radio.
Welcome to
What's
great radio.
Right now, what I'm saying right now is great radio.
Saying
that was great radio.
Yeah.
It's lovely to speak to Gary Black and his wife Tina, who is a new character. But we've got another feature now.
We have, very exciting.
This is one of my features, James.
This isn't every time.
Guys, okay, I feel like you've really trashed Which Metal.
Yeah.
It's a great feature.
Well, it was a great feature last week when you dragged a fucking shopping trolley into the studio.
Brought a shopping trolley in.
Right, okay.
And this week...
What metal's a shopping trolley, Joel?
Steel.
He didn't know.
It's no one metal in the
He doesn't
mark.
Know.
I mean,
it's,
that's part of the problem, isn't it?
It's half the feature. He does not know.
It's part of the problem. I'm not a smelter. I don't know what a metal person would be. I've no idea what that job
a
is.
A smelter's nice.
A smelter.
Sounds like a baddie in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. I mean, you are a smelter on your home insurance. But I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon is... let's play the...
I beg your pardon.
Right, that was you.
Yeah, so...
At the end, yeah.
I beg your pardon is a feature where we play a good song... A good metal song.
Great song.
But with fairly indecipherable lyrics.
Yeah.
Okay.
The two people competing today will be you, James Acaster, and you, Joel Dommett.
I'll give you some
paper.
Write
down as many words as you can make out.
Oh, great.
In that song. You get 1 point for one word. 5 points for 2 words in a row. 10 points for 3 words in a row. I've picked quite a short song this week.
Is this Pig Destroyer?
Pig Destroyer. So let's just see how many words you can work out in this song.
Play along at home.
Yeah, what were you expecting there?
Is that important for people to get paper and pen ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Play at home.
Well, they should have it ready. Play along at home. This is Pig Destroyer.
Here we go.
Right, that was Pig Destroyer, Machiavellian.
Wow, you got quite a list, James.
James was scribbling away there.
Crikey, that was like that annoying thing in an exam when you look over and someone's doing more than you.
That's
you're
exactly
like, oh, no.
What I was thinking. James is one of those people that were like, and start. And he's like, furiously writing. Were you like that in school?
Yeah. No, I wasn't actually. I was one of the kids getting scared.
My friend Steve Dunn, he in general studies, I remember looking over at him and being like, oh my God, he's writing loads. I'm so scared. And then at the end, I was like, you were writing loads. And he's like, yeah, I just wrote a story. He didn't even open the booklet. He just wrote a story. Still got 3 points, though. Three marks.
What? 3 points? How did your school work?
Points. Three stars. I went to
great. Did you great?
Yeah. He got 3 marks. 3 marks for the three story. Marks?
That's not how it works.
Was
is
he?
It?
Was he cutting parmesan?
You have marks. You have marks.
Yeah, but it's grades, isn't it?
Get an A or a B or.
Yeah, but you have marks to get a grade.
And so, what did 3 marks get him?
Fail.
Yeah, right. But he still got 3 marks. What was it out of? I mean, what was it out of?
Like lots. So
lots.
Like, say it was
so
like
got 3 out of lots.
Say it was like 60. It was like 60 to get a C or something.
Right.
He got 3.
He got 3 for writing a
but
story.
But like for writing a story that he didn't even open the booklet.
And what does he do now?
Professional musician.
Really?
Yeah. Writes songs for adverts.
Not professional musician. So that was Machiavellian by Pig Destroyer. Guys, I want to know what words did you get? There's not many lyrics to this.
I know, this is really tough. Usually it's longer than that and you sort of have time to sort of get your ear in.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, just attuned to it.
Good
James,
game.
You're our guest.
Yeah.
Let's go first. What words have you got?
Burger.
Right, now you're making a mistake that Joel often makes. Why would burger be in that song?
What would anything be in it? Any song? I mean, that song itself shouldn't really exist.
There is no burger in there. Okay. Joel?
I've got a full phrase to start off with.
Oh, my God. Well, that's impressive, seeing as this whole song is made up of about 4 full phrases.
Oh, really? I've got lift my little wings up.
Lift my little wings up.
That's nice, pretty.
No, that, I mean, that is. I'd love it if this song was lift my little wings up, gonna have such a nice burger. But it's not. No, there's no lift. I'm not sure anyone's gonna. I've picked a rubbish song for this week. James?
Wigs.
Okay, so you've obviously heard Wigs where Joel heard wings.
Yeah. Lift your little wigs up.
There's no wigs. Joel, next one.
I mean, the next one, I don't know whether season 9. I thought maybe it was about
season
house.
9? About house. About all his. But he was just listing box sets.
Yeah, there. Yeah, he just really loves it. He really
the,
loves
the best of wings.
He's talking about Big Bang Theory.
Christian Wig. James?
Lime.
Lime.
Isn't it?
That doesn't go with burgers, does it?
No, well, you know.
Can't have a lime and burger. No. I mean, just list all the ones you got left. John.
We will.
Ooh, see, that's more general, but amazingly, no, it's not.
Damn it.
Spine.
No, but good guess.
Good one.
Spy was in there.
Oh, so close.
Any more, Joel?
Job. Thought maybe.
No job, no. Sorry.
Swordfish.
Now that does go with lime.
Yes. Very nice as well. Very nice.
You
a swordfish
rather than
burger.
Yeah, rather than swordfish burger with lime.
I haven't eaten today, by the way. So,
rather than play the actual game, you've written a recipe.
Yeah.
I tell you what, no one's gonna.
I've got some more.
I've got one more.
Brain, blink, weep, goal, gold.
None of them.
Ugh. I've got my toe.
No.
I thought it was the last one. I thought the last one was like a long, like, my toe!
So no one's got any of them. I'm going to read out all the lyrics like it's a poem, all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder, am I still a traitor if I pick the winning side? Tell me, is this what it's like to live as a spy? Saying what I've got to say to survive? Understand how the bricks are always laid the same way? Greed upon sex, power upon skull. We should do that every week. We should read Pig Destroyer lyrics.
Blink,
like
Blink was bricks.
Yeah. So I'm going to do that every week. I'm going to read a Pig Destroyer song like it's a poem.
We should put some really nice music on behind it. It's just like...
We definitely should. That's lovely.
I love that. We'll write that down. That can replace Witch Metal.
Also, I've got another idea for a feature. I've got some friends who studied English at university. I want them to deconstruct Fred Durst lyrics. As if it's a piece of literature.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I think we can do that next week as well.
Next week. Teased it.
Done.
Done, mate.
Well, we don't have long left here, do we, Joel?
We really don't, do we, actually? We really don't.
Amanda's shaking her head. We've got 10 minutes.
10
of the Queen's minutes.
We'll have another song.
Do I get to choose a song?
Do you want to choose a song,
well,
here, Custer?
Apparently not. Look at it.
Right,
we've got the songs.
Got Tom Waits, Hatebreed.
Hatebreed, yeah.
Yeah, you want some Hatebreed?
Put Hatebreed on.
Yeah, sweet. Here we go. This is Hatebreed with a lovely song called Everyone Bleeds Now.
Oh, lovely.
You fucking bleed now!
Foobar! Sorry, Simon Fielder just sent me Crazy Town Backpack.
Oh, what?
Why are you putting it on your phone? This is not radio,
it's,
Joel.
I'm sorry. He just sent it to me and I didn't know how to stop it.
He sent you a song?
Yeah.
Called Backpack.
Crazy Town's new song is called Backpack.
It's called Put It In A Backpack.
They've got a new song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're back, mate. And the best thing is at the end of the gig, it was like quarter full. Right. And at the end, they were like, guys, we're trying to do this without a big record label. We're just doing it ourselves, creating an army. And me and Simon Leffy were like, they should probably get a big record label.
Yeah.
That's probably why there was no people in.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Bless their hearts.
Their army is going to be a real ragtag bunch of rebels.
Also, they're phrasing that like it's their choice. That's what I like about
it. Yeah.
But we've decided enough. It's enough. And the big record label's pushing us around. We're going to start to build a proper army. And for that, you need a quarter full room.
I'll be honest, we're changing our name to Ghost Town.
Last time we had a big record label, we did really well, and we don't like that.
Didn't I've been on MTV every 5 seconds?
Getting loads of pussy coming through my revolving door.
No, thank you. Couldn't move in the room. No elbow space. Walking around, or everyone's barging each other. It wasn't nice.
I like how we've all done the same voice for Crazy Town.
Man, I've eaten so much carbonara. I'm so full.
Oh, you still
ain't even no motherfucking parmesan.
Still proper muscly though. He still has the muscles.
Well, they're still going in the gym all the time instead of focusing on band practice. Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
There's a lot of time to work out, really.
He does have a lot of work on the lats.
Yeah. So Joel, we new features for next week. I've come up with Deconstruct Fred Durst lyrics and read out Pig Destroy like it's poetry.
Great features.
What have you come up with?
I have come up with some great features that I will let you know about next week.
You let me know next week. And you've heard that now, ladies and gentlemen. Get in contact for next week. We want
requests. I've got a feature.
Yep. Go on then. Excellent. James Acaster has got a feature.
Aging Speedhorn. Where you find out what the members of Raging Speedhorn are doing now.
I'll tell you what they're doing now.
They're reforming.
They're back together.
Right, yeah, but come on.
But the pun is too good to let a little fact get in the way of the feature.
It's never got in the way of us doing a feature beforehand.
Aging Speedhorn. Start with the name. Brilliant.
You predict what they're going to do when they're older. Something to do with the Raging Speedhorn people being really old.
I've got another one.
We could definitely get them on the phone next week.
Yep. What we do is we play a game. It's called Booberstank.
Yep. Sorry, you can't use Hooberstank as the basis of a pun for a feature.
Why not?
All right, but go on, sorry, Booberstank.
Booberstank.
And basically what happens is that you crawl in the dark.
Yeah.
Based on their song. And you've got to see how many boobs you can
find in the dark.
Yeah. Booberstank.
Right.
Well, obviously, if it takes place at a Crazy Town concert, not many.
I've got a feature called Mushroom Head, where we blindfold Joel and throw mushrooms at his head, and he has to work out what type of mushroom they are.
Good games. Immediately a good game.
Yeah.
Come on, Joel.
That's actually a really good feature.
We want you to get in contact with us for next week's pre-record. You can email us on rock@foobarradio.com. You can tweet in at Foobar Radio, but make sure they know it's for the Rock Show. We want your requests. We played a request this week. Leathers.
We did. It went really well, I thought.
Yeah, and you know, if you want some more sort of gentle rock, that's fine. Get in contact as well. Bilal, if you want that Pixie song, tell us which Pixie song you want.
Also, Bilal has been getting in touch with us this week. Very avid tweeter to the Foobar Rock Show. And we played a song last week that was called
Songs for Bilal. Yeah, it wasn't Songs for Bilal.
It wasn't for him.
No, it confused him quite a lot. And he also said he hated the song. So thanks for that, Bilal.
It takes quite a lot for you to hate a song when they're mentioning your name.
Yeah. Tweeting all the time though.
Exactly. Does like it. We pretty much have to go.
Is that it? You're calling it, are you?
I think so, almost.
We'll check with the producer if it's time to go.
Do we have to go? Oh, we've got 2 minutes.
That's good. This is my new feature. Watch Joel try and fill 2 minutes when he's really tired.
I'm not tired. I'm just a bit all over the place, guys.
Why are you all over the place? Let's get to the bottom of this. What's wrong with you?
I feel, I've got to go to a wedding.
Right, that should be a happy time.
You haven't just been to a wedding. That'd make more sense.
But it panics me. I'm okay after a wedding because it's happened, but I've got to go to the wedding. So
do you have to do anything? Are you in the wedding?
No, I'm not really featuring. I've got to find a photo of him. I haven't done that yet.
Well, what, mate, we'll just take him a photo of you and her barbers.
That's a really good idea.
Sign it.
Sign it. It's perfect.
All the best with your marriage. Fingers crossed. Joel Dobbin. Yeah.
If you need a haircut, go to this psychopath.
I'm really scared. I've got to go back in before Tuesday.
I don't know what
Old Chamber, where you find out what the members of Cold Chamber are doing now.
Well, one of them's in Devil Driver.
How do you guys know everything?
He knows it.
Well, you know that Des Fafara is in Devil Driver.
I didn't know that. I know what Des Fafara's up to.
I do.
What about Meigs?
Meigs?
That was what the guitarist was called, Meigs.
I don't know what Meigs or Rainer are up to.
Nadia. Rainer was the replacement.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Or was it the other way around?
Oh, hello.
It was Rainer and then Nadia was replacing.
It was Rainer and then Nadia, I think. Rainer was this blonde one and the
Nadia was the really hot one.
Really hot red, red hair one.
She was so hot. Holly Black was our bassist in Psoriasis. And
I like that they've just become Psoriasis now.
Yeah, it's just Psoriasis now.
Yeah,
own it. They're brilliant. And she was so hot because we wanted to be like Cold Chamber and have a lady bassist.
Yeah.
She was just brilliant. She's brilliant. She's my first kiss, Ed. First ever kiss.
And now you're in love with a man from Black Veil Brides.
Yeah.
Let's close this out. What's our music choices, Joel?
We have Tom Waits. We have Dead Letter Circus. We have Beartooth or Alabama Thunder Pussy.
Right. Well, we'll play Tom Waits next week. It's a request. I don't feel like it fits in with the rock show.
Or Black Veil Brides, of
No,
course.
That's not a choice, Joel.
It's always a choice.
Let's smack it out. Alabama Thunder Pussy is a great way to close out the show.
I mean, the main problem with this is that the song is 9 minutes and 57 seconds
is it?
Long.
What
yes.
song is it?
It's... Oh, no. I've looked at the wrong thing.
Yes.
It's 3 minutes 39.
Oh, God's sake, Joel.
Joel,
my God.
Can I just apologise for Joel's performance today on The Rock Show? Next week, he is going to come back full of vigour and ready for the show.
It's going to be great.
Do not let off that confetti cannon, James Acaster.
Sorry,
go on, do it.
Look at that and see. How
just
do you
twist
do
it? You just have to twist the bottom.
I'm not clearing it out. Right. Okay. James Acaster has just let off a confetti cannon in the studio.
I didn't know it would be so big.
Quite why Joel had a confetti cannon with him. This is absolute chaos. Put on Alabama Thunder Pussy and start hoovering.
That's the end of the show.
See you next week. Rockatfoodbarradio.com. Bye-bye. Chaos.